Hey, what's poppin', people? It's the Monday Drew and Mike show as we cobble away from the basement and on Zoom, on Facebook Live, Trudy and Brandon and Mark. Is my picture still compressing?
No, I fixed it at your request.
No, I was very happy to go without being on Facebook Live today.
Well, that's what I meant. I did it at your disgust.
I'd like to experiment and see if maybe more people listen to Facebook Live if I'm not on.
Would be a hard no.
Could we get someone like Kennedy to just sit there and look nice?
Well, we could.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
Why don't we just get a cardboard cutout or put a plastic doll there for you? A blow-up doll.
I'll try anything. Thanks, everybody, who's been picking up Death Wish Coffee, the world's strongest coffee. It's a serious brew that will punch you in the face, double the caffeine of your typical cup. Cold brew fan? It packs 300 milligrams of caffeine if you're up for it.
If you can handle it, that is.
You can get this badassery all over Metro Detroit in your favorite grocery stores like Meijer and Kroger. If you prefer to shop online, head over to deathwishcoffee.com/Drew. Hey, then we get more credit for it. Use the promo code Drew15 and save 15% on your entire order. Death Wish Coffee, high-octane fuel for the human machine. And things are going pretty well, man.
Good.
I'd love to kick more ass with Death Wish Coffee and keep them around. And it's Mike Pilkington who listened to the show from way back and is some kind of a shooter at Death Wish Coffee.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
He's the beans. The Larry David story.
It's all in the beans, right?
It is about the beans.
What did you make that face for, Mark?
Oh, Brandon and I fired a drop at the same time.
Oh, sorry about that. I thought maybe there was an echo.
No, it had nothing to do with you.
Trudy, what's
par for the course today?
We have not talked to Trudy since illness struck her on Thursday.
Yeah.
Actually, that means Wednesday. So what's new in the world, O Trudy?
Well, I got a ticket out my head over the weekend, courtesy of weed and tequila.
I'm glad Opposite Chet Hanks Chad. Is having so much effect on
or
you.
Chet.
Can you speak in a patois for us?
I could. No, all I did, I was dizzy. I'm sorry about that, though. I got dizzy that day and weird, and I just wasn't sure.
The tequila made me do it!
Trudy is off, feeling dizzy and weird. Why not?
Well, there's so many indefinite symptoms for stupid coronavirus, and I'm like, ugh, God, what if this is finally it? It caught up with me, so...
Who did you drink tequila with?
Oh, me. I was just refinishing furniture and doing stuff around the house and drinking, sipping tequila. And,
oh, cool.
You know.
She said she hadn't gone number two in 10 days, but today was D-Day.
It was the best.
Cool. Like
let's away. Just say they had to throw her underwear out at the A&P.
I've never been a tequila sipper, although a friend of mine who's a connoisseur, he ordered some really fancy schmancy tequila at Mesa back in the old days when Mesa was a regular restaurant. I sipped a couple shots and it was good.
Oh.
It was good for sipping. I felt like an old pro.
Oh, yeah. And Mesa gave me the recipe for their strawberry basil margarita. That it's just such a killer drink.
Is that
I missed out, man.
I've been watching Circus of Books, where that guy came from. Oh, my God.
By the way, I'm glad you pointed out earlier today. His name is?
Alaska.
Which just adds to it for some reason that his name is Alaska.
I know. He's incredible. I would watch him talk. I would watch him say anything.
I can't find him saying anything else. I haven't had much time to look, but I can't find any interviews with him.
At the sixth, wait. Oh, you know what? At the, I made a note today because I was so into him.
What show was he on again?
Circus of Books.
Circus of Books. 60 minutes and 20 seconds in, he talks about something. I think there's
60,
more than
26.
One drop. 60, 20.
Okay.
It's up. When she's kind of miffed. She's like, why am I on camera? I don't even know why I'm in the shot.
Well,
I don't know why I'm in the shot.
That's 50 shots of the movie. She says that.
That's
mom.
True.
Yeah.
So speaking of Mesa, they do have the mocktails. Everything's done except the tequila.
If you want to pick that up, you can have the tequila when it gets there, order your cheeseburger or your fajitas or your quesadillas or whatever you want from Mesa. You can pick it up curbside, and you can use DoorDash or Uber Eats or Grubhub. So there. Food's great. I've been living off Mesa, by the way. And boy, what a great day we'd be having today if we were open.
The weather.
Karen and Barry were in a constant state of panic about the collapse of their business. And so it was constantly like, oh, this is it. We're closing the doors this week. This is it. This is the end. That was always the case. So that's why I'm sort of in disbelief about it closing. I'm like, well, it was always about to close.
How does he do that?
I don't know.
It was always about to close.
I wish I'd never met him.
Every week was like,
how do you get the raw track of that without the stupid bass line underneath?
I think isolated, you won't hear it as much.
No.
I think.
What a huge letdown it is when you think you have some fabulous drop and there's music under it.
Happens all the time.
In fact, what's the infamous one that has the Peanuts music under? Is that Henny Youngman? Remember that?
Yeah, it was just one or two notes, wasn't it?
Are we all done? Wait, what did he say?
You want to do it now?
That wasn't it. Well, there's another one. Oh, man, that's going to drive.
All I want is an audience with an audience like you. I want to hear you laugh and applaud.
This might be the last time he sang.
The things I do. Go on and call me a ham. I don't give a damn. I'm confessing that it's true. All I want is an audience with an audience like you. Thank you.
Yay.
Were you waving to someone, Mark?
Yeah, I was waving to Brandon. Hi, Brandon.
That's really cute the way you guys do that.
I was trying to communicate with them. Well, we're fighting over one computer working remotely, and I had to fix your camera because it was going on the fritz, so...
Brandon knows American Sign Language, too. Why don't you just sign to him what you need?
I don't really recall as much as I should for having deaf people in my family.
So what were you trying to communicate to Brandon? Things are so clusterfucky. It's just like all the tech just went to hell today.
Yeah, of all days. Oh, no, your camera's on the fritz, so I wanted to reset it. And he was, whatever. No one cares.
Nobody cares.
I'm going to punish myself and check the Facebook Live.
Right people there. Here you go. You can see it right there. You can see all the names.
62? That's not too bad. The people are getting a little bummed out that I keep yelling at the Facebook Live audience for not being big enough, but I'm actually yelling at the people that are in the audience and not the people. Could you guys yell at the people who aren't watching?
Yeah. And their response is just going to...
Fuck it. I mean, just quit. Just stop doing it. Just make people download the show. I'm not going to blow up. I thought I was an influencer for a week.
I bet most of those people, when you tell them to check out Facebook, they'll just say,
I didn't even know that existed.
I'm guessing. I don't know.
I didn't even know that existed.
Fucking thing sucks.
It does suck. Damn it. I swear, I really can relate to that 19-year-old girl who says, I am nothing without my following. Because I really felt that way. I felt like, hey, we're building a big following on Facebook Live. We had 24,000 in one day. Trudy, remember that huge day we had?
Oh, God, it was huge.
I thought, we're blowing up. I'm becoming a 60-year-old influencer. That's incredible.
Pretty cool.
And it was just fake. It was false. I don't know. I think we probably boosted the post 50 times or something.
Apparently, you need to put more selfies, sexy selfies of yourself out there. Go upstairs and take some sexy selfies in your bed right now.
I am nothing without my following.
You have to do that with a snot of your nose, Drew.
If I was 19, I would be saying that. I so can relate to what she says. I mean, when you see these numbers.
I'm worthless.
But you're work material. You have skills.
I know, but when you see your numbers all the time, like on Facebook Live right now, we're down one since I checked last. Great.
I bring nothing to the table.
And download numbers every day. It's like, it makes me miss the days of radio and the horrible system they used for getting ratings back then.
Wasn't that the best, though, when you only got it once every 4 months? Or, ate monthlies, but yeah. But the book was once every, 3 months?
Yeah, that was cool.
Stop fucking reporting me, bro.
Then remember, it became every week.
Yep.
And then,
every hour.
Then it became every hour, and they would use that and pick apart that data, and then you find out it's based on like 10 people.
I know.
Which is just too small of a sample.
Who have the devices. And so they go, oh my God, you got 8 people today. 8 people? What the fuck?
I know.
Well, everything is based on those 8 people being better than 5 people.
Yeah. So yeah.
That's what it's all about now, those 8 people.
It became all science, no art.
Well, radio.
The science has been crystal clear.
Radio's always tried to game the system.
Sure.
I remember when they came up with the hot zips when they thought, certain zip. Oh, do they still do that?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
They thought certain zip codes were getting all the books.
Yeah.
So you would talk about, it'd be like, why are they talking about, it might be someplace like, why are they talking about Wyandotte all the time? Well, last book, there were 40 books from Wyandotte.
Well, have you ever heard a promo where it's like, hey, Roseville, we love you.
So yeah.
That's because they know that's one of the hottest.
No, suck it. It's fake.
We would have such high ratings.
If they don't love you, Roseville, don't listen to them.
They
we,
do not.
We love you, Roseville.
Oh, hey, come on.
What?
Come on, Roseville, listen to me.
Yeah, listen to Trudy, Roseville.
Why are we only Roseville?
Roseville?
We picked up 8 people.
Hey, are they from Roseville?
I don't take that lightly.
Just the 8 people. Hey, I watched The Last Dance today.
Oh, good.
Cool. Oh,
that's excited.
I was actually 5 minutes late coming down because I was watching The Last Dance.
Gatorade.
Oh, my God.
Is it in you?
How'd you like it, Trudy?
That was a really cool episode. I haven't seen 1 and 2 because ESPN wants to charge me to watch it, but...
Did you watch, you watched 3 and 4?
I watched 3 with Rodman, the Rodman story, and the Pistons winning the championship, the Bad Boys. God, that was cool.
Yeah.
They didn't get into this, but that Bulls team, wow, did they have some third-person people between Jordan and Rodman?
Yeah, Rodman. Oh, yeah. It's funny, I didn't realize that Rodman said third-person as much.
Oh, yeah.
Dennis Rodman.
He always did. He loved doing that. Do we know where Shirley Rodman is? Remember when we used to have his mom on?
I have odd number 4. I don't know if it'll work. Last time we tried it, it didn't work.
Yeah, she's probably long gone.
Hi, Mommy.
The stuff I appreciated about it, and from a girl point of view.
Yes?
I don't know if you care. Is the 360 over his shoulder shot. Oh, my God. He's amazing.
Oh, yeah. No, that was cool. Yeah, of him Jordan, rebounding and tapping the ball to himself.
Yeah, and the Jordan's rules thing was the best. I love that whole concept.
The reason I wanted to watch a few more minutes because they were getting into the game 7 where the Pistons left the floor with, 6 seconds left or something?
Yeah,
3 seconds? I don't know. The game wasn't over. And they didn't shake the Bulls' hands. And, today I woke up to, they didn't tell the story right. I think it was Terry Foster said that. And also... Pat Caputo, I think, had something on that. And I don't know how much is there to really understand about that? Because, first of all, they show you the previous year, and Jordan said they lost to Detroit three times in the playoffs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He said, I always congratulated him after it was, and I'm sure he hated doing that, probably more than anyone.
I'm kind of sorry he's so sour grapes about this.
But the Pistons, they're okay, I won't call it an excuse because I'm in Detroit. Their thing was Celtics did the same thing.
So what?
Yeah.
What is that? So if the Celtics jump off a building, are you going to jump off a building?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. The mob still say that, by the way.
I kind of had a feeling that if the Celtics didn't do it, they probably would have done the same thing. Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, they didn't like the Bulls, and they were sour grapes.
But a lot of people had noted that the day before the walkout, Jordan was ripping them apart, and Jordan was telling the media that they were bad champions, and they were trying to get rid of them. So.
Well, maybe they were.
Boo-hoo.
Yeah.
I do. Why not be the bigger man? Have we completely lost the art of being the bigger person in this world? I think we have.
Well, yeah, but that was, you're talking about 1991, though.
Well... I mean, just talking about it now you know, seeing people say, I did it because I am. No, what about being the better, the bigger person? What about having some sportsmanship? Is there such a thing anymore?
I don't care that they walked. I mean, as a Pistons fan, it's like, yeah, fuck it. But I totally get why Jordan would be up his ass. And I love the fact that it bothered. Here you have this the best athlete in team sports, probably the best athlete ever. You know, fierce competitor, nothing. He's accomplished so many things, but it still really bothers him. The Pistons really, really bother him. And I kind of like that as a Pistons fan.
I love that too. High five, Mark.
You know, I love, see, I'm such a huge Jordan fan. I love Jordan for still feeling fire about all this stuff. I just think that's part of what makes him so great is that he just burns. And it seems like, how many people burn like Michael Jordan? I mean, that's just such a rare individual. I see LeBron James taking quarters off.
He takes games off. Load management.
I've never, ever seen Michael Jordan do that. Ever.
And as this shows, he makes everybody around him better. And it's not just his teammates. I mean, just thinking of him makes you the best athlete in whatever you're doing.
I've never lost a water balloon fight. I'm the Michael Jordan of water balloon fight.
Man, I would so love to see Jordan wail on him.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Knock his nose right off.
And he would, there'd be no
quote. The other great takeaway I had was Doug Collins and his kissing thing. Why do he love kissing?
Yeah. Oh, wow. What a good takeaway, Trudy. It's true. He did love to kiss.
Yeah.
I'm a big kisser, and come over here and kiss me. I mean, he made such a big deal out of kissing and making up.
I don't know. Doug Collins is always kind of a fiery guy. I would have thought he and Jordan would have butted heads, but I think they really liked each other.
Well,
great,
I mean,
mullet.
I want to kiss you.
Collins made his whole offense. Michael Jordan, take the ball and go, Michael Jordan.
Oh, it was all they had at the time.
Well, sure, but I mean, he still got him to the Eastern Conference
Finals.
Yeah,
no, I thought he did a good job. And honestly, you know, they're great players who never won a championship. It wasn't predestined.
Yeah, Jordan loved that loved Collins so much that didn't he hire him when he went to the Wizards and bought the Wizards because he knew the ball would go right to Michael Jordan. I love the fact too. I mean, a lot of yesterday's episodes were on Dennis Rodman.
Yeah,
I love the fact that here, this guy in 1998, he's so worn down. He's just mentally exhausted, mainly from stuff off court. He just couldn't handle it. Needed a vacation, which I thought that was really interesting. The conversation with him, Phil Jackson, and Michael Jordan, has this conversation about 48-hour vacation, and to solve his, you know, I guess anxiety or maybe mental problems he had, and he just couldn't handle the season. So what does he do? He goes to Las Vegas with Carmen Electra and gets hammered in front of a bunch of cameras. Is that the best management for his, you know, exhaustion?
You know,
yes, that helped his exhaustion.
He never slept, though.
Right.
I'm sure people would suggest that that's how Dennis Rodman's wired. That's how he. But, you know, honestly, isn't he always sort of needy? Doesn't he always need something?
He's might be the most.
I got so many belt threads.
He might be the most high maintenance athlete.
Well, Madonna ruined him, though. She is the cause of that.
Sure. Yeah.
I think
she told him to let it all out.
Now that I think about it and picturing Rodman with that blonde hair, I think he's. Is Pete Davidson the white Dennis Rodman?
Oh, my God.
Doesn't it seem like, aren't they? Because Pete Davidson's somebody's always throwing him.
Yeah, except that Dennis is better at his craft than Pete is, I guess, if that matters.
Yeah, by far, wow.
Yeah, I started watching that. What's the movie? Adolescent?
Big time adolescent.
Yeah, I don't know. He annoys me because he's just Pete Davidson, and I just, I don't know. I guess I'm
did you like his bit on SNL?
The song?
The little cut in about being by himself in his house and all that.
During the news? He had two. He had one during the news.
Yeah, during the news, yeah.
It was meh.
I don't know. It seemed kind of forced to me. The song, I just didn't.
The song
seemed stupid to me. I don't know. Why is he the new digital short guy? Because I
tell
you,
they all are now.
He cannot hold a candle to Andy Samberg and Lonely Island. Oh, my God, those guys are so good.
Or even the other two guys, Beck and Kyle.
Keenan, who's killing it right now with his OJ bits.
Right.
I just wouldn't think that SNL would put out half-ass stuff like that. Because it's going to get compared to Lonely Island, right?
Sure, sure. I mean, it wasn't the worst thing over the weekend, I guess, on SNL. But that was probably Kate McKinnon's cat bit. Yeah. All is awful.
Stop that.
Zot wants to remind you, Zot Ford, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram, and Zot Toyota, that you can purchase a new or a pre-loved vehicle. DealsInTheD.com. Look at a lot of those there. Working within the governor's orders, all showrooms must remain closed, but our friends at Zot Automotive and DealsInTheD.com are taking care of our listeners over the phone and online. And the best part is once you pick up your new wheels, Zot will deliver it right to your home or essential business. And this is done with social distancing, keeping people safe, etc. Plus, as we mentioned before, all four Zot dealerships, service, and body shops are open, offering full valet pickup and delivery service in a time that not all dealerships are open. Please take advantage of Zot's sales and service departments, as well as free and safe pickup. And remember, DealsInTheD.com. If you're facing divorce and you are a man, you might well need Adam. I guess we should send this to Jay Cutler. Did I call this divorce or what?
You really did. Did you see her the update on it today, by the way?
Yeah, that she wants everything and she doesn't want him to have anything.
Well, she's using one of those Gwyneth Paltrow, Chris Martin type phrases. What were they?
Conscious uncoupling.
She used some other phrase that made it seem like he was cheating on her.
Yeah, I saw that, and that's exactly what I thought. Now, they were making all these posts from...
Inappropriate marital conduct.
Don't whore around on my wife.
Which some people would say is redundant.
They were making all these posts from the Bahamas. We're stuck in the Bahamas.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And acting like they were this wonderful couple just suffering through not being able to come back. They're actually on the verge of divorce.
I hope they're okay.
Can't fool us anymore. Anyway, yes. You might like Jay, need Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men, because she's saying she wants the kids full primary custody. He can visit occasionally. And she wants lots of child support, and she wants him to pay for insurance, and she wants him to buy life insurance with her as the beneficiary.
Oh, yes. Really?
Yeah, that's what it said today.
Not the kids? She's the beneficiary? Wow.
No, she would be the beneficiary. And the whole thing about...
Good luck with that cavalry.
The whole thing about him not getting anything but visitations, like, what? And she said that she is the primary caretaker, and he actually, there was a response from him saying, hey, I take care of the kids a lot. She's running a business right now.
Yeah. You mean takes care of Camden, Jackson, and Sailor, S-A-Y-L-O-R?
Yes.
Oh, God. Jackson, J-X-O-N.
You know, when we were talking about this last week, I had read, because they pop up a lot, because she has a stupid show, and she was on Laguna Beach, and, you know, she liked Hoagie, and he was a quarterback for the Bears, and their genitals met, and it's been, you know, on ever since. Anyway, she acts as if she has this fashion empire. I think I mentioned this last week.
Yeah.
And I really questioned that. I thought, I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. And sure enough, when this filing comes out, it's like, if anything, I need all your money. You pay for all the insurance, life insurance. If she had this giant empire and he's no longer earning money, then you would think that she would be okay. But apparently not.
They're not earning money.
Anyway.
Sounds like he nailed her friend, by the way, Kelly Henderson.
Oh, can we see her picture? That would add something to the story.
Sure, she was on season one and two of, what was it called, Clearly Cavalier?
This is Kelly.
What's her name again? Kelly?
Kelly Henderson, allegedly. We'll see.
Okay, with Adam, you can get divorced without losing your house or your kids. And during the pandemic, Adam is offering a 10% discount to healthcare workers because they know there are men on the front lines who are going to need to get divorced. That sucks. Call Adam at 248-356-2326. That's 248-356. Adam. Get on it, Jay Cutler.
Here's her Instagram. Oh. I think this is her.
Kelly. This is Kelly.
Isn't Kristen better?
This is Kelly.
Well, Kelly's new and different, though.
Very narrow face.
Nice.
He has a very narrow face, though. Maybe that's what they like about each other.
That's what he likes about her right there.
They're going for the matchup in the selfies?
He likes the bridge pulse yoga pose that she put on her Facebook or Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I think he would like that. She's pretty.
Sure. Oh, but they had a falling out, her and Cavalieri.
Very Cavalieri?
Yeah. Is that what it was called?
I think it was Very Cavalieri, which to me means very bitchy. I thought she was a horrible bitch on Laguna Beach. I mean, Like, if I were her parents, I would have said, you're not going on the second season. People think you're enough of a bitch already.
Once again, the highlight of that show was Jay Cutler. and how he would deal with her.
Oh, very cavalier.
He was very excited about his trail cams.
But don't. When I thought you meant Laguna Beach, and Steven was the king of Laguna Beach.
Okay. I don't know what any of you talking
about.
Glad
that it's
no idea.
Yeah.
Steven was nailing Elsie and Very Cavalier. Remember?
Yes.
Oh, God. Stupid show. I think I might have watched the whole season over again.
Boy, you're really running out of stuff to watch.
Total boredom. Yeah. Oh, hoo-wah. Okay. Well, let's see. How many people on Facebook Live? 269. We gained another person. Here's the news from GrowGreen. They buy in bulk. They pass savings on to you, the grower, with insane deals like bags of Mother Earth cocoa with perlite for $12, bales off Pro Mix for $25, and bags Dairy Dew seed starter, and Veggie Dew for only $10. Delivery and curbside pickup available. Click growgreenmi.com. That's growgreenmi.com. And they're doing the curbside thing and all that stuff.
And that green thing today was enough.
And the Home Financial Hotline will be busy at some point because I sent Methane word that we'd like to talk Wednesday. Bob Guinea is dialed in for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Did you talk to Bob or just email him?
We've been emailing back and forth. What do you guys think of Bob Guinea doing a podcast?
Well,
because he lives here now. He's Michigan. I mean, he's a very Michigan guy.
He's got the personality for it.
He loves to dance.
What, on Rap Shovel?
Oh, could be. I mean, I just was saying, I asked what he was doing, and when he didn't mention anything entertainment-wise, I thought, well, it seems like he'd be a good guy to do a podcast. I mean, people like Bob.
Yeah. Wonder what he'd want to talk about.
I don't know. You know, I think he's doing stuff with his
pop
band.
Culture.
Remember his band, Fat Amy?
That's right.
Who were very popular.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember hearing about him, and I've never seen Fat Amy, but I think he might be putting the band back together.
Hey, Bob. Penis looks great today.
They've got an album of unreleased tracks.
Is he looking for things to do?
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
But I think Bob would be.
I think
Bob is a funny guy. I mean, he's a good guy.
Affable.
And of course, during bachelor season, how could you top Bob
Guinea? Yeah. No, I think it'd be good. And Mindy on Facebook said she'd listen, so there's at least one.
Cool. Thanks, Mindy. No, I think, and, you know, just saying. I was just throwing it out there.
Yeah,
I mean, of all the people in town who do not have a podcast who could grow one quickly, you know, with our help, of course, I think Bob would be one of the, I mean, just, it just hit me right away.
Yeah.
Bob's in town? I could do a podcast.
I could listen to him, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm thinking.
Is this a network meeting?
No.
Oh.
Not really. Maybe I'm overrating Bob. Maybe my bachelor love is shining through. No, Bob's cool. He's very cool. We had fun with him in the studio, too. He's always a great guy to have on.
Yeah, he's a good interview.
Anyway, Hall Financial is excited to open the Hall Financial Hotline for these special calls to Mr. Methane and Bob Guinea. And they're working overtime to serve you around the clock, whether you need a refi or maybe want to take some money out of your home or you've got some other project or you're paying around 4%. That's crazy because they can save you money. Call Hall Financial. They do this in an average of 19 days, sometimes 10 days or less. A lot of times 10 days or less. And it's just not a big hassle. It's a smart thing to do. See if you can save money every month. 248-308-5000. Or go to davidhallfinancial.com/DrewandMike. Or you can click the link on our website. Hall Financial, lower payments, better options, more personal attention. They're an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1467435. The equal housing lender thing reminded me about one of the funniest things from the draft, I thought. Was it Adam Schefter? This is in Brandon's prep. He tweeted out that, oh, it's so great to have a live sporting event. And someone immediately shit on him and said, the WNBA had a live event on Friday.
Yeah, a lot of people shit on him, so much so that he then apologized.
Well, really?
I don't know.
Does he have to like the WNBA? Is there a law that he has to? I mean, really?
I'm mostly upset.
Does the WNBA have to mention the last live? Someone says, oh, my God, so fun to have a live event. Does someone immediately yell at them and say, oh, there was something last week involving guys? And then they apologize? No.
I don't. Why did he apologize?
I don't know. It's so stupid. Why has this just gotten so stupid?
Unless the apology was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even know that thing existed. But it's on his own network, so he would never
do that. He should have said, hey, I said sports.
That would have gone over well.
Sick burn.
I mean, the fact that this stuff goes on makes me feel the need to leave the planet. I don't know if I can be on a planet where people say things and apologize for things that are so dumb.
Well, there were so many stats, too, that people threw back. And I'm like, it had the most viewers it's ever had, the draft. People like...
how many viewers is that?
Well, I know
the NFL draft did some gigantic number.
They say 50 million?
It was something ridiculous. It was giant.
Does that seem right, 50 million?
Well, maybe over the 3 days.
Oh, add it all.
2 days, okay. 3 days?
Yeah, that may make sense. Add it together. So people are getting counted three times.
Did the WNBA have 50 million? Maybe they did.
No, they had 50 million at least that ignored it. Does that count? There's a lot of people that didn't even know.
Let me find out. I'm going to Google it because I want to give them their due. If they got 50 million people,
I have a feeling you know the answer. You're just looking for some confirmation.
No, I seriously don't.
Which I'm glad you are.
Number of viewers. I didn't even know they had a – I guess I did hear they had a draft because they do shove that down.
Well, remember, Maz watched the first five picks, and he's clearly the biggest WNBA fan we know. So if he only made five picks. Yeah, right. Here's his tweet.
Oh, they had 387,000 viewers.
Are you serious?
That's more than I would ever think.
Here's the WNBA draft was 7 days ago. It was the most watched WNBA draft in 16 years and the second most. It wasn't even the most watched in ESPN history.
It's these people who act like everyone is out to screw the WNBA who make me have this horribly sarcastic attitude. Because if you can make a living playing women's basketball, women's ping pong, men's rollerblading, men's whatever. I think that's great.
It is great.
But why does it always have to be that, oh, we're being shortchanged? Those penises are screwing us. Those people with penises.
That's what they're supposed to do, though.
When they've been propped up and they've been shoved down every sportscaster's brain to report on scores that no one wants for 20 years.
My apologies to anyone who was offended. Was caught up in the moment of the NFL draft and forgot about the WNBA draft from last week.
He was not. That's a lie. Fake.
Friday.
Fake.
Pussy. Sorry.
God damn it.
Sorry.
So fake. Actually, he was not caught up in the moment. He didn't even know. He didn't care.
Yeah, maybe I'm reading it.
Honestly, I have so much less respect for Adam Schefter if he's telling the truth in that tweet.
Maybe it's more like, my apologies if you're offended. I was caught up in the moment of the draft.
Caught up in the moment.
How
dare I forget
the NBA draft was WNBA draft was last week. Sorry.
It was the first big live sporting event in months. It was. He wasn't caught up in the moment. God damn it.
And then here's the first response underneath his sorry that I see here.
And at the top of the second half, it's 16-9. Easton leads the scoring with 4.
And that's why she commands $7,000 a year. These gals sure do make it look difficult.
But is having this minor skill worth being so unattractive? That's for the fan to decide.
Yay! That's from Family Guy. That was the first response.
I'm here with you today to apologize and to ask for forgiveness.
The next response underneath
that
was,
apologize?
No, the next one after that was, nah, no one watches the WNBA. Your first tweet was correct. And another guy wrote, the what?
Oh, my God. Stupid. So stupid. Landscapers are back. They were all over my street today.
Ooh.
Oh, they cut my grass on Friday. That was awesome.
Yeah. Wait, Friday? It seems like they might have broken some kind of law. Were they allowed to do it on Friday?
Plus, you weren't feeling well, right?
Maybe you're just weird. Maybe you're feeling weird and dizzy.
Yeah, and it really wasn't the landscapers.
Do you guys think I'm like calling in fake sick?
No.
Just go ahead and say it if you do.
No, I just think the diagnosis is interesting.
You can't go to a doctor, so I absolutely, you can't see a doctor, so.
But I don't think you can call in work and or call out of work saying you're feeling weird and dizzy. People go, why didn't you just say dizzy?
Because it was like a kind of a fuzzy, I don't know, never mind.
No,
it was a mass excuse.
It's kind of interesting, actually. It's a point of conversation. So, anyway, what else? Kim Jong-un is alive.
Yeah. No, it's...
He sent a thank you note to someone.
Were they building a bridge or something?
You know, but that's fake as hell. He doesn't thank anyone for anything, does he? He does not send thank you notes. That's bullshit. And if he sent it, he would have told someone else to send it.
I don't know. What do we know about the history of his thank you note writing?
He's not a thankful person. He kills people.
Well,
oh, no.
Here's the, I mean, this is coming from the Korean Central Broadcasting Station. Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un has sent his appreciation to the workers who devoted themselves to the building of the Wonsan Kalma Tourist Zone, which how many visitors is that going to get since nobody's allowed to go visit there?
Yeah, thanks, Bridge.
This story I read today said, not the one in Brands Prep, Brands Prep, I think, listed him at 5'7", 300.
Whoa.
And the other story I read said that they say he's 5'7", 300. He's really more like 5'7", 375.
Really?
Yeah. And he's a big smoker and a big drinker.
Did you see his sister carrying the ashtray around for him?
Yeah. Yeah.
In the garden.
Seems about right.
Because he's puffing like a pack of smokes, and she just carries the ashtray for him. That's
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
There's new information as to what happened during his heart operation. He was getting a stent put in.
Yeah.
And so what happened was it went bad because the doctor's hands were shaking because he was so nervous to work on Supreme Leader. Not joking.
I almost believe that.
Yeah. The team of doctors then were dispatched from China to fix that guy's mistake. And by the time they got there, he was already in his vegetative state. And the other story about Un today is that he's got three kids. And the only reason we know he has three kids is because of Dennis Rodman. He's let it slip in interviews that he has three kids.
Wow.
So at least he has someone to take over after him.
I'm so happy.
The Dream Cruise is not canceled.
The Dream Cruise, that's cool.
It should not be canceled. There's no reason. I mean, Grant, you can't have a bunch of people all together on the sidelines. Or, I don't know, by August, probably not still.
Is that their problem or the city's problem?
I don't know. Shouldn't people just be able to cruise? Shouldn't there just be a cruise anyway?
But you know people will go sit and watch, so it's probably up to the cities to socially distance them.
Well, you know, if people can't get their shit together, it's not that hard. It's only been said about 5 million times that you need to be 6 feet apart.
Sure.
In fact, 60 Minutes last night had the Ford workers who are kind of back at work getting the plants ready, and they were making the ventilators, and they have these watches that buzz if you're within 6 feet of someone.
Yeah.
That's so awesome because it will tell if, you know, you get the virus, it'll tell them afterwards who you came within 6 feet of.
If you want to be monitored all the time, Drew.
No, I know. I'd rather have a microchip in my ass.
Contact tracing, though, they've got to do that. If they want to bring things back, they've got to do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, then why don't you contact trace people with cancer? That's what Giuliani said.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. He want to know why.
Did he really say that? Because
yeah. Tell me if
what information will that yield?
Sure. Yeah.
Freaking Giuliani.
That?
I don't know why he said that.
Does he think cancer's contagious? Because there was confusion when Joe Torre, Daryl Strawberry, and remember the three people got ass cancer on the Yankees?
Yeah.
And they thought it might have been butt pats or...
Oh, Torre was patient zero with that, wasn't he? Or no, maybe Straw was.
No, I think Torre was, and then Straw got it, and there's another one on the team that got it. Was it Gooden?
Gooden had something, didn't
something,
he?
Something, yeah, I think so.
Which only makes sense. Whatever it is, he got it from Straw.
Did it go in the butt?
Strawberry, apparently, he thought it was called ass cancer, which is too bad.
Well, did you see that big conspiracy guy? I sent you that story that he found patient zero. Did you not see this story? It's really wild.
About who is patient zero?
Yeah, this guy just threw out a
name. In China, you mean?
No, it's a woman who lives in Virginia. She works for the military.
We started it?
If you want to believe this conspiracy theorist.
Okay.
So... It's kind of hard to explain.
Woman started it.
She was participating in something called the military games, which happened in October in Wuhan. And he just connects all these wild dots based on her last name, which there's an Italian DJ with the last name, but he has zero evidence. And the problem is he's got a ton of followers on YouTube who just watches stuff. And so she has been hammered with death threats.
Of course she has.
She's been doxxed like crazy.
Doxxed.
The guy has no proof, no scientific proof whatsoever that she never even had coronavirus or tested positive. When this guy was interviewed, he said, I have an inside source at this hospital where she works, and he said she did. How do you fight that? So now you have this husband and wife that are, you know, she's been labeled as patient zero, the one that spread it and took it. And the worst part is the Chinese government is on board now with this conspiracy theory.
Oh, of course. They love it.
They didn't start it.
Well, you know, this is a problem. What the internet has shown us is that There are so many stupid people, and there's so many assholes. There are so many assholes. I mean, just in a town like Detroit, there's so many. It's unbearable how many assholes there are. We shouldn't have to know this all the time.
I know.
It hurts.
It's insane that anybody can just say something like this and it gets thrown out there.
Trudy Ryan wants to know, what is your necklace?
Oh, it's a ring that I wear on a chain because it doesn't fit on my finger.
Aw.
Does it signify something important? Because it's Ryan wants to know.
Is that what he wants to know? No, it doesn't. I just bought it at Barney's in Chicago on one of those weekends with the girls.
I've never even been up there.
Any other questions from the Facebook Live crew?
You gonna take my testicles and make earrings out of them?
Because I go through and actually have watched Facebook Live a couple times, and the comments are hilarious. I mean, I can see why people want to stay in there as much to rag on each other as to rag. Well,
no,
rag
they usually want to rag on us. Yeah,
yeah, usually about
my weight,
yelling at the audience.
Yeah. Whatever.
I mean, if you can't take it, don't listen. If you can't handle being yelled at once in a while, don't listen.
What do you think this is?
Some kind of free ride? Jeez.
Pete Vitale supports your watching Yellow Submarine. He watched too, according to his post on Facebook.
Did he sing along?
Of course.
I bet he did.
Boring.
Can't help it. Where's Patty P today?
Oh, she's been out there.
Is she?
Yeah. Nobody cares.
She should probably have a podcast. She is such a smartass, and she's so quick, too. I mean, the smart assery just flies out of her into Facebook Live.
So she and Bob Guinea together?
No, I don't think. I think, I'm not sure. Not sure. I'll think about it.
Okay. Patty's laughing right now. She gets her own? Just a smartass podcast?
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll give her a shot.
There's a few really smart ass listeners who could go together.
First off, does she want to do it?
Patty, do
you want to do it? And if so, why don't we call her like we did with Tom and see what the show would be?
Good luck with the podcast.
Except Tom had been warned months before that we needed his game plan.
Yeah.
And he was actually writing up his plan during a show.
Yeah.
That was as much homework as he did.
Yeah.
Actually, I think he drew a pie.
Did he write down Ghost Drew? Is that the first thing you wrote down?
Should be. Still, not one word. Even after yesterday's show, not a word about when I'm guesting.
Yeah. I guess it's not going
to
happen then.
It's got to be the perfect topic. It's going to have to be like Gale Sayers dies or something.
It actually works for you now, too, because if you don't want to do it, you just go, nah, you didn't want me then?
Yeah. get a room with Patty P, Mike says. Anybody have any more questions? Come on, we do this Facebook Live all the time. You make all your smart-ass comments!
I'd really like to do a Zoom with listeners and see what a debacle that could turn out to be. We should probably do it off the podcast one day to test it.
Yeah, that could be a fun debacle. Hey, Trudy, you want to...
my podcast fans meet up at Mesa. That was...
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of people there who could do this.
Run up some good fat tabs at Mesa, that's for sure. Hey, over the past decade, maybe you really have not thought about your financial future, and you kind of feel like you should have because maybe you had a couple kids, or maybe the kids are young teens, and you're thinking about college, or you're thinking about outliving your money, which is Trudy's big freak out, is will she outlive her money? It's a weird concept, but it's very real. You should have a financial plan. That's what Luke Nowacki loves to do. He's got a whole team of people at 248-663-4740. If you want to talk to him, maybe people are looking for liquidity right now. I assume people are. 248-663-4748. Or you can email Luke at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. Security and investment advisory services of the Reliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Reliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned other energy marketing names, product services, reference here, are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. And Dr. Roche had a really good new ad today.
This is actually a pretty huge sort of societal thing, which is how you look on your virtual meetings. They can do something about that. And I know this is not going to be the new normal way of doing television or meetings, but I think it's progressed to the point where it matters how you look on Zoom, FaceTime, Google, Duo, all of the places where you're doing your business meetings or your job interviews, your dates, and much, much more. Dr. Rush has the latest technology and procedures that can put your best face forward. And they do teleconsultations right now. As a matter of fact, at 248-338-1110, you can call them.
during regular business hours and scope out online at the same time at drroche.com what procedures you think might be good to tighten up your face. Like, for instance, the Cyton Forever Young BBL Broadband Light Laser or Morpheus 8. And there are also injectables, you know, things for your lips, your chin, different parts in your face. If you've, you know, sort of, if they've, you know, the time has worn them away, this might be the answer for that, and all kinds of other skin rejuvenation procedures, plus their medical grade skincare line and all the other things that you can get at the offices of Dr. Roche, DRROCHE.com. Check them out to look into that, how you can look better in your Zoom presentation.
Beautiful. Goodbye, everybody on Facebook. Adios.
Oh.
Yeah, I was just stopping. Bye. Facebook.
Bye.
And you mentioned the new norm. I really do, honestly, Trudy, I do think it's going to be a new norm in some way, shape, or form, because we've already proven that a lot of these jobs can be done from home. And I mean, what the hell? This isn't very good for the cubicle industry right now, because every single person who is thrown into a room full of cubicles now knows I can do my job right from home.
Except, though, sure. Aren't there bosses out there that still want you to show up a certain amount of time? It's really interesting. All the talk about getting back to work and what the government will allow. A lot of businesses have taken the role to say, you know what, we don't even want employees back till, say, July 1st or maybe February 1st of next year. I have a friend who mentioned that date because so many of them can work from home, but they do want them back eventually. I don't know. It's, you know, they do want a certain control and oversight of their employees.
There are a lot of things that you can do, too, though, to facilitate meetings this way than gathering in the same place. So this, sure, I think, will have legs after.
I know. But then there's also the people that want to get out of their house. There's a lot of people that don't want to work from home. And there's a lot of people that, you know, we might talk about junkets and conferences and how much we wouldn't want to go to that. There's a lot of people that like that. You know, they like it. Plus, then you have vendors. So, it will change a lot. I think a lot of it gets overstated, though. It's almost too simple.
Right. Yeah.
It's all about productivity.
Look how that's changed. Like, they're talking about Zoom today and investigating certain things about it, and all of the different services that have changed and conformed to to actually service this pandemic. So
how about Facebook going, you know what? We're going to do what Zoom does. We're gonna allow this many, and what happens to Zoom stock? It goes, just really? Got slaughtered because you know that's what Facebook and Alphabet and all these big tech companies will do. They'll just go, you know, we're just gonna buy that, or we're just gonna do it ourselves, and it really stops competition. And I think Zoom's gonna be a good example of that. Although, you know, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Do you want Facebook watching you?
No, do you trust Zuckerberg Zoom? More than anything? I mean, no,
I don't know if I trust Zoom.
He's the least person to trust during anything when it comes to technology. He's been selling your information for years and years and years.
Yeah. But I wonder, are they any worse?
But I love Facebook Live.
Are they any worse than a lot of the other companies?
Oh, no. In fact, I mean, any app it's reporting somewhere. You know, you look at TikTok and there's this huge story about how TikTok, all the information goes back to China because it's China owned. So all your personal stuff, all that stuff that you agree to just to be able to look at TikTok and post on TikTok.
Just so you could do a crazy bit like the Juice did. Jerdy, did you know the Juice is on TikTok now?
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Here he is right here. I don't know how much great audio translate, there is, but
yeah, don't bother playing it because it's not going to translate very well. But you know, TikTok, you have a music bed underneath whatever you're doing. Usually, people lip sync to it, and he's got Bad Medicine. You know the Bon Jovi song. He's standing outside, and it opens with him holding a jug of Clorox. And he looks at the camera like, no, I can't use this Clorox. And then he sprays the Lysol and he like pretends to taste it. And he gags and then he has raid. And so the joke is like, I didn't just know these disinfectants like the president want me to.
Oh, and he's so funny.
I know. I told Drew, I said, it's a lame bit no matter who did it. But it's even worse because OJ did it. He thinks he's fucking hilarious.
His jokes are too sort of spot on.
Drew, if you were a radio executive, not just a podcast executive, And say you had a sports talk station in Vegas, would you hire Juice?
Oh, that's a good question. I think I'd like him to do commentaries, because then he's not on all the time.
Yeah.
Wacky commentaries.
It'd be almost too much Juice, but you'd get so much shit for paying him.
Yeah.
But then again, that could be good.
You could never sponsor it, I don't think.
Oh, that's true, yeah. I forget about that.
I think there are people who might buy Juice.
Yeah. Would you, Trudy, if you had a business, would you buy advertising on OJ Show?
I think I might, because I think people are listening for whatever reasons that they would listen to OJ Simpson.
I just don't think he'll ever do anything, because every time he demands a paycheck, and especially if he does it legally, he's going to have the Goldman's asses all over him, because the one thing is, they ain't giving up. Those Goldman's don't care. They will hound him.
Goldman's are so greedy. They're all in this for the money.
You're right. Well, we're forgetting the big part of the equation. Juice would never do it unless he got paid under the table.
Yeah.
Right.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point, Brandon.
That money grubbing Goldman's and Nicole's family.
Denise Brown.
The Browns. Browns and Goldman will just go right after the money. It's all they want.
Just ask Denise about the time we did it. Denise wanted it all the time after I killed Nicole.
I call it blood money. It's all they want.
What an asshole. He had some new, you want to hear his new Twitters?
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Well, I watched the entire NFL draft yesterday.
Did you? Why, Juice?
No real big surprises. Most of the teams picked positions of need. One thing was disconcerting.
Jump forward to about
was,
minute,
you know,
one
the
minute.
The commissioner
yeah.
would name a player. I don't know. You know, guys coming.
Let me see what was so funny.
A little more welcoming to Jordan than Brett Favre was to him.
Oh,
I don't know. You know, guys coming to take your job, and maybe you shouldn't be
maybe
welcome.
You should just kill him.
On another note, I noticed we're 12 states. Well, only 12 states don't allow golf for their citizens, and I don't know why, because golf is one of the few outdoor activities that you can do, and you can totally honor the distancing recommendations. Unfortunately for me, one of those states is here in Nevada. I'm really hoping that changes real soon.
Are you okay?
On a sadder note, I noticed we just got the 50,000 Americans lost to COVID-19. 50,000. You know, Vietnam only had 58,000, but that was over 14 years. 14 years, 58,000.
What happened over 14 years?
50,000
Vietnam
in less than
deaths.
4 months. Hoax? I don't think so. I'm just saying.
Oh. Wow.
Stay safe. Take care.
He really cares.
That was powerful.
People.
That's what the name of his show is going to be. I'm just saying. That'll be very cute.
This is his most recent one right here. Let's see.
Hello, Twitter world.
Like Paul Harvey.
Hey, Twitter. It's me, America's dad, O.J. Simpson. I just want to send a big shout-out to my man, Lauren Michaels, and the whole gang over at SNL for doing another SNL at home. I know y'all thought y'all were only going to do the one, and then you realized that you had to do another one. Trust me, I can relate. But I'm glad that y'all are doing it, because everybody could use a good laugh these days. People are just too uptight and paranoid. You know, just the other day, I took my mask off in the grocery store for 2 seconds, and you would have thought that I had killed somebody. Some lady screamed at me, "Nobody wants you here. You shouldn't be out." Which I understand her point. I mean, at my age, I am at risk for the virus, but she ain't had to throw a damn coffee in my face. Boy, people make me so mad sometimes, I could just... Anywho, so now I'm following all the rules. You ain't gotta worry about the juice. Yeah. I got my gloves, that's right. And I got my mask.
It's a Jason mask.
So, there's no reason to hate me, okay?
You're a monster, OJ.
Hey, you know it, my friend. He must have saw my drive over on 14. As I was saying, don't worry about the juice, all right? I'm going to be fine. I mean, even if I did get corona, you know I'll beat it. I can beat anything. Well, I might not want to go that far. I mean, just my luck, I get the corona and beat it, and then I get taken out later on down the line by a lesser, more harmless disease that was mine in the first place, and I was just taking it back. Boy, just thinking about getting sick makes me so mad I could just... but anywho, remember to follow me on TikTok. Yeah, it's just fun little alibis of me goofing around. All right, the juice is loose. And hey, Lauren, ease up on my boy Trump, man. He's a good guy. Am I right?
There's some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Brian Austin.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Brian Austin Green has been seen out again without his wedding ring on.
Ooh.
And he's not wearing a mask either.
Whoa. He doesn't care. He gave up on life so long ago.
Can we see if he has any recent cameos? Because he was off Cameo. I wonder if it's the marital discord that has knocked him out of the Cameo game. It's hurt his Cameo game.
He's temporarily unavailable, so no, he does not have any new ones.
I'm believing the rumors in. Okay.
But, I mean, does anybody really expect that hot chick to stay with him anyway? I thought that it was going to last a year. I'm surprised it's lasted this long.
I think, didn't they get married, like, right after 90210 when she thought, oh, my God, he's really important? And then she's...
No. I mean, 90210 was way over by the time they got together, by probably 10 years.
And she's diluted her kids with non-star DNA now.
Maybe she's trying... Maybe he has good thumbs. She's trying to breed her weird thumbs out.
He's a lot older than her, too. She's like 32, I think.
See, he tricked her. Got her when she was young.
Yeah, well, I agree. She thought he had a singing career, too, probably. Like his character.
Brandon, since you have Cameo open, is there anybody new?
Well, I'm not sure. Have we seen Dice do one?
I don't think so. It doesn't look like he's done one.
Your relative, your mother, father, grandpa, uncle, cousin is so special that they should have a little video from the Dice Man. I tell you what, get in touch. I'm on Cameo. Cameo knows where to get to me, and then I get to you. Till then, Dice.
he's $2.99.
I'm thinking we're going to see some bigger names on Cameo because nobody can tour. Nobody can make anything.
Yeah.
I don't know how these TV show and movie contracts work, but wouldn't you think if you can't work, you probably don't get paid?
Sure. Well, they're so good at saving their money, though. Did I see? Go back to the page you're on. It looks like Urban Meyer is on there. Apparently, he's not doing well with his money that he needs to be on Cameo. Why is Urban Meyer on?
He would be
Cameo?
The worst Cameo
there
too.
It is, next to Dice, Brandon. Oh, what a liar!
Who would want a Cameo from Urban Meyer?
What a liar! Maybe he's gotten too much Ambien right now.
All the funds that we raise for this app will go directly to the Meyer Family Foundation that's partnering with the Make a Day Foundation, a charity in Central
Ohio. So it's a write-off.
He's got a new dating app.
It's a new dating app. Wow, look at that pad, man.
He looks super stoned.
Well, hi, Carson and Connor. This is Coach Urban Meyer. And I understand you guys are huge Ohio State Buckeye fans up in Canada. I just want to tell you thank you for your support and appreciate you guys. And we need Buckeye fans everywhere, especially in Canada. So go Bucks and thanks.
Well, that was money well
spent.
That
was tight. $2.99 for Urban Meyer?
$200 flat. $2.99 for Dice.
Oh, Dice. $2.99 for Dice?
When is Alaska going to get on here?
Oh, God. Alaska would be killer.
He would break the money.
He might be on there because I'm starting to see all the too hot to handle people popping up on there, too.
Oh, yeah. I know Francesca was on there.
I saw Rhonda.
Oh, Rhonda. Nice. Yeah.
Join me now on Cameo for your private message.
She's hot.
Any other, I don't know, no other recent important people?
Well, here's what sucks about Cameo. They changed their... It used to be where you could look at all the new people in order, you know, like the first one is last in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you click new, it shows you the last like 700 new people. So it's so hard, and they're not in any particular order. So it's so difficult to go through and actually find someone who's new.
Brandon, is there a boner line today?
I do not have a boner line today. No.
Wow. Are people not calling the boner line?
Oh, no, we have tons of calls. I just didn't get to it. I spent 7 hours 7 hours editing a one-hour podcast today. Let's just say that.
Hmm. I'm sure it's taking up a lot of time.
So you guys were running out of material on TV. Did you see Extraction yet on Netflix?
Oh, you guys were watching that on Friday when LaDuff was recording. You and Tess were watching it.
Yeah, I wasn't really paying attention. I was just, I think I was.
There's a lot of fighting.
Who's in it?
Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth.
I don't, honestly, I just looked up at it occasionally. Really wasn't watching it. I think it was in my phone.
Was Tess watching it?
Stories. Yeah, she wanted to watch it, I think. And so,
women can't look away from Chris Hemsworth.
Mm. Oh, is that what the whole thing about that movie is?
Oh, yeah, he's so hot.
Was the plot good?
The plot's pretty good, actually. And he's pretty handsome.
I'm even all beat up, man. And stuff.
So. Okay. Manscaped is the only men's brand dedicated to below-the-waist grooming and hygiene. Third-generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to prevent manscaping accidents. Millions of balls are about to be nick-free thanks to Manscaped advanced skin-safe technology. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code DREW at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code DREW. Most people are loading up on toilet paper, but a lot of people are loading up on Manscaped products now. Because they're home too much. And maybe things are picking up with their partners during the quarantine.
Yeah.
Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you. Manscaped.com. Promo code Drew.
You were talking about social distancing earlier, and the governor was on TV. She wasn't socially distancing herself from that signer.
No, I don't know why there's a signer. Isn't every TV closed caption now?
Pretty much, yeah.
Isn't this just them trying to act like we care about hearing impaired people so much?
Well, yeah, well, maybe the one hearing impaired person that doesn't have a closed caption TV would not be happy. I don't know. I didn't get it. But she was very close to that person.
Yeah, she was.
And frankly, did you see the interview she did? I think it was with Charlie Langdon talking about the SNL bit that they did, which wasn't funny, by the way. Anybody that saw
it wasn't even on the show.
No.
Why did they make such a big fucking deal about that?
It was about 2 minutes too long, too. I think it came in at like 2:15.
Yeah.
And they got the beer wrong.
Well, that's what I was going to bring
up. And they got the accent wrong.
Yeah. Is that a little
Fargo?
Is that a little silly that she's out there saying that I drink Bell's? They got the beer wrong, not Labatt's. Is that really what we want to see?
I don't know.
Government leaders do right now.
No, I thought it was stupid.
It was really stupid.
I thought the whole thing about, you know, her wearing the shirt saying that woman from Michigan was stupid,
yeah,
too,
same,
because
yeah.
She claimed that because she was not asked kissy to Trump, that she got shorted. The state got shorted of stuff. So why would you do that again? Or why would you bring that up?
I don't know.
It seems like he would screw you again.
I didn't see Cuomo out there poking fun at his nipple ring thing that, you know, was out there. He just kept doing his job, which isn't that kind of what we want right now? Because when you do silly stuff like that too, you're really opening yourself up for people to, you know, jump all over you.
Speaking of Cuomo, I saw the bicyclist's interview with Tucker Carlson. I hadn't seen it. I think it was maybe last week or was it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
I don't know. It was really funny the way the guy described it, because he had just found out that Cuomo had coronavirus. So he bikes up to that area, and he just, you know, he saw it was Chris Cuomo and he couldn't believe it, but he just like spit out. He said he's kind of that way. I think he meant that not as a compliment to himself, but he's like, hey, I thought you were quarantined. To which he said Cuomo just,
in other words, he has no filter. He just says whatever.
Kinda, yeah. And Cuomo just went off, and he said he kept getting closer and closer, and he said his head was like a boiling pot. He was so mad. And it sounds like every other description of Chris Cuomo, like the ones of him, what an asshole basketball player he is. He just sounded like such a hothead jackass. But the funny thing is that his kid got coronavirus and his daughter did too, didn't she?
Oh, I didn't know the daughter has it as well.
Or the
wow.
Mom, maybe? It's the mom.
I know his wife did, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so.
And then she was out there talking about how she took bleach baths and.
Yeah,
other bullshit remedies to fix it.
But nobody seems to be giving him a hard time for the fact that it sounds to me like he wasn't doing a very good job of staying away from his family. And maybe that biker.
I think it was the second thing the biker said that really bothered him.
I've seen you before. You're the asshole on TV.
He sounds like a real hothead. Oh, I saw him weightlifting, too. Somebody posted another. It must be his Instagram post. Weightlifting, and he's deadlifting. You know, deadlift is you just pick up a huge amount of weight and then you let it down. Well, you can either, if you're doing reps, You go up, down. I guess those would be squats, kind of.
Okay.
Or whatever they are. Anyway, he was bouncing the barbells.
Ooh, he'd be kicked out of that gym so fast.
He was bouncing them, and then he'd pick it back up again like he lowered them to the ground.
56-inch pecs, man.
I don't know if bouncing the barbells is right in it. Maybe somebody, some muscly person will tell me.
Yes, sir.
Didn't look right, though. I don't think you're supposed to bounce them.
Did he have bad form?
Well, that's what I thought.
Was his back bent?
20-inch biceps.
I know his form might have been okay, but oh my God, is he in love with himself?
Yeah.
I got to believe that very few people think they're hotter than Chris Cuomo thinks he is.
Wait, say it again. Very few people.
Very few people think they're hotter.
So he thinks he's the hottest man.
I think he thinks he is
B-Bone fantasy man.
Extremely hot.
Cuomo. You should see me have sex with myself.
That from his Instagram? That audio?
Yeah, that's where we pulled it from. It's crazy.
Whoa. So,
I don't know, Trudy.
Oh, God, you'd be so fucking big.
There were some interesting numbers today.
There's some new polls. Did you see the new presidential poll?
Oh, no, I did not. You know, I didn't really get to, I didn't look at some of my usual places that I normally poke around. So if I'm missing anything really obvious, let me know. Biden jumps to lead over Trump amid coronavirus concerns.
So basically by saying nothing, he's jumped ahead of Trump.
And is Trump on TV today?
You know, that's a great question. I haven't seen him yet. Doesn't he usually do it around 6:30, 6-ish?
That's right.
Which, what a weird time to do a press
conference. I know. I thought it was late myself because I'd go upstairs and there he is. And by the way, if you answer questions for 45 minutes a day, every day, you're always going to run into questions that you fucking
45
hate.
Minutes.
And he's such a, I mean, he just has to push back against everyone. So it always, I mean, it seems like the biggest news in his press conference is always some fight with a media member.
Yeah, well, that's what he likes.
We say that's what he really likes, though. Yeah. He lives for that.
Well,
that's what he's excited about when he goes into those.
I think he probably did it first, but every day, oh my God. That's
where he gets his energy.
Cheers him up.
He should just. If I were his advisor, I would have him go up and read a script every day.
Really? And you'd be fired so fast for suggesting such a silly thing.
No, I'm a consultant. I'm just helping the campaign. I'm just saying, get him up there for 20 minutes and give the latest information and get out. Or take a couple questions from some Ask Hissy journalists like
AON.
Gretchen Whitmer does.
Yeah. We can leave right now.
Let's see. Biden leading Trump by 6 percentage points, 44-38, a shift from Trump's 3-point lead as he was being impeached. God, if he could just get impeached again, he'd be great.
I know.
In a contest without a third-party contender, Biden's margin jumps to 10 points, 50-40. Previous poll, Trump led 44-41. Biden was in the middle of a fierce battle for the Democratic nomination. Yeah, people had counted Biden out. Now it looks like he could very well be the president.
Much to his disappointment. I don't think he wants to be president. He seems so exhausted.
I really think he wants to be a one-term president. I do, because he's going to be 132 during his second term. And that's why I think this VP pick is going to be very important for him. And I'm telling you, Michelle Obama's still gaining steam.
No way. She doesn't want to do it.
I can't think of a time when having a president as old as the current one or Biden seems less appropriate. I mean, don't we need somebody... I hate to be ageist about it, but that is 73 and 78 is just, that is really getting up there, man.
Would you rather have Pete Buttigieg?
I don't, you know, I just don't know if the idea that the mayor of South Bend, it seems like an obvious trap. Like as soon as he gets slightly overwhelmed, if he's, oh my God, he's in over his head.
Judge revitalized the sidewalks of downtown South Bend by laying out decorative brick.
Sounds nice. You don't like decorative brick? What's your problem?
Under threat of disappearing pets, Buttigieg negotiated lighter licensing regulations on pet chip scanners.
See? Why do you guys hate pets so much?
I like
He installed decorative lights under bridges, giving citizens of South Bend colorfully illuminated rivers.
It makes it sound like he's the one that actually installed them. Him and Chasten got down and got together and installed them together.
Doesn't the vice presidential candidate need to be a hero of this epidemic?
Oh, like Fauci?
or cats, possibly, or.
Well, he already put himself in a corner by saying he's going to pick a woman. So it looks like it's Dr. Last name no one can pronounce because it's spelled B-R-I-X.
How is that? Berks, I mean, Bricks, that's Berks. So dumb to have, you know, say months ago. Yeah,
it's very dumb.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely pick a woman.
Very
I mean,
dumb.
Whatever. Just pick the right person, the person who's best for the job.
Did you see?
Thank you, woman. Thank you, woman.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and his wife are heckled as they stroll through Prospect Park because it's 11 miles from where they live.
Oh, really? How'd they get there?
The headline is "The Epitome of Non-Essential Travel."
Yeah, God, is he hated, man.
Yeah, he's really
hate him.
This thing has been so good for Cuomo, not the TV Cuomo, the
Governor
Cuomo, and so bad for the mayor of New York. Oh my God,
they hated him before this. I don't know why.
How'd he get elected?
That's a great question. And then he ran for president for like a minute. He needs a new job.
It was always my dream to work in a porn store.
You go work in a porn store and beat it.
I think de Blasio would be very good at that. Okay, the state of Michigan. This is a freaky number. They're talking about how many people are getting unemployment in Michigan. It's 1 million people. We only have 10 million.
Wow.
1 million people.
Yes.
And we've paid, this is the number that threw people. We've paid $1.66 billion
in our rainy day fund.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. And it turns out that, well, the reason is, it's pretty obvious. Because of this coronavirus bill, they're paying, instead of the maximum $362, they're paying $962.
Yeah.
So, because I couldn't understand when Matt was telling me, yeah, people aren't really wanting to come to work. I thought they were afraid of the coronavirus, as in Mesa people.
No, they don't want to lose
money. No, they're making $962 sitting at home. So why would they take any risk and have to actually bust their ass?
Yep.
Because the people who are working at Mesa are busting their ass.
Yeah.
Because there's not that many anymore. So, yeah, $1.66 billion. And the high at, let's see, the high for 1 week, this is over, I think, 4 weeks that it's become 1 million people.
Okay.
The high in 2009 was 77,000. So it's already gone well over that. And still, you know, they expect a lot more next week. And many people also say they haven't been paid yet.
Oh, what a surprise.
For whatever reason.
Is it 10 hours a day, isn't it? I put in work.
But 962 a week, that seems like a lot of people would have a hard time giving up 962 a week. That's like $48,000 a year for doing nothing. Or if you could make some cash money.
I don't know. Maybe they jumped the gun too quick on the unemployment instead of the stimulus.
Well, I don't, you know.
But like we were saying before, the Paycheck Protection Program seems to be in conflict with that.
Yeah, I don't mean to root against people, but 600 extra a week, I'm not sure what was that for?
I don't know.
That's like not triple your salary, but it's about.
Why didn't they just extend the time you can collect?
They did that too, didn't they?
Yeah.
Wait,
why didn't they just do that?
Is it just because the additional 600 is because obviously there's a max amount you can make?
362.
For unemployment.
362 in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, so if certain people, especially those that are laid off right now, are adjusted to making way more than that, that's where that $600 comes in, right?
No. It's a separate law having to do with coronavirus where they've added to the amount. Isn't that, am I right about that, Mark?
That's how I understood that doesn't make sense that they would even do that. So I feel like it's wrong.
I think it's the like Coronavirus Relief Act or something
Act?
Like that. Yeah, it's
is this a state thing? Or is this?
No, I think it's a national thing.
Okay, then it's got to be part of the CARES Act.
So every state is running up a gigantic deficit. Well, not all states. What's going on in the states that have hardly any cases? I mean, are their economies?
Oh, they're
like
fine.
Normal? Relatively normal?
I have no idea. I guess they're as normal as they could be.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't get it.
It's just going to be a disaster.
Yeah, it does seem like we're in for some pain. I don't know how we couldn't be.
Hey, wasn't there more on that poll I gave you about coronavirus or no?
Oh, about Trump and
one.
Biden, you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, flip to the second page. I thought they broke it down. I know you like numbers.
I like polls. Trump's backing.
That's a nice drop.
The GOP remains rock solid. More than 9 out of 10 Republicans said they'll vote for him, but among independents, his standing plummeted by 18 percentage points just since December to 27% from 45%. Trump also lost support by double digits in 45. Men, a group that has always been part of his base. While men still back Trump over Biden, 46-35. That's a narrow advantage in December. Then in December, he led 56-30 in December with men?
Yeah.
Women now support Biden 53% to 30%.
Wow. I guess they haven't heard about Tara Reid.
I know, Tara Reid. There's more on Tara Reid today.
Yeah.
This story, you know, is this going to actually become a story now?
I think so, now that she's having some, her allegations are being corroborated.
Let me Google her. Let's just see who pops up.
One of her former neighbors, which I just, okay, put yourself in the shoes of somebody that is really high up in the Biden campaign. You read this line. Reid's former neighbor, a Biden supporter, tells Insider that Reid told her all about the alleged assault in 95 or 96. Couldn't you see someone in his camp going, God damn it! Why couldn't she keep her mouth shut?
Yeah.
But she tells the whole story that she knew. Now, you know, at the same time, there's other people that worked with her that said she never said anything then. But, you know, it's just who do you want to
plug my phone in, by the way?
It should be plugged in. Oh.
No, it's not.
She is the number one thing trending at this very moment.
Is she on Twitter?
Yeah. Really? And I saw places like Slate and Business Insider picked it up. And, you know, it's a start.
Well, the first thing up there is Fox News, then Business Insider, News One, Daily Caller, Hot Air, Politico, CNN, The Nation. I mean, that's not all the places you would think. I mean, you would think this would be, it's risen to the level that everyone would be on top of it as a big story. Because, I mean, sexual assault in the present is a big story. But it is weird how... you know, they were comparing it to Kavanaugh, which is just, there's no comparison whatsoever in terms of how judicious people have been about this versus how absolutely wild to publish something they were about Kavanaugh. I mean, even the gangbang thing, which was so ridiculous. It came from Michael Avenatti on top of that, although he was persona grata at the time.
He was running for president.
Yeah, I know. I remember people saying they really liked him. I think either he showed up in polls.
Yeah, scumbag.
Is there such a thing as persona grata?
I don't know if there is such a persona.
Another one of the thing, but you just made that up. That's cool.
Fox News, by the way, is using the old picture of Tara Reid where she looks pretty hot from 1993.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah. And
has Alyssa Milano commented yet?
No, she still supports Biden. She thinks that these things should be judged individually, whereas she used to say that you had to believe the woman when Kavanaugh was getting roasted.
Now this is
she's changed her tune now.
Why don't the Democrats take a page out of the Republicans and go, "Man, this didn't happen. Forget it."
Yeah, really.
Well, I mean, because Trump's had plenty of allegations.
Yeah.
Most people just went, "Eh, so what?"
So, locker room talk.
Yeah.
Well, Democrats, the problem is they're supposed to care. This is supposed to really bother them.
Exactly.
And that gets in the way.
They don't know how to win. They don't know how to win.
Maybe this doesn't bother them.
That's why they don't. Oh, I think it bothers the really energized part of the base of the party, and that's why they have to pretend like they care. I'm sure there's plenty of people high up in the DNC that don't give a shit about Tara Reid.
When I was reading about,
they'll probably want to kill her, and they'll call Hillary to do it.
She'll be like, "I was waiting for the call.
I am locked and loaded."
Here's a story about the hypocrisy on Tara Reid is a national disgrace. Blah blah blah. More people are starting to write about how the coverage is so different with this accuser, even though she seems to have as good a story, if you want to call it a story, as any other accuser. But it reminded me of the Monica Lewinsky series. Remember the documentary series? Like,
yeah,
four
the
parts,
Discovery.
Which was really good. I mean, fantastic. I thought it was very well done.
Yeah.
And I was so stunned when they talked to Michael Isikoff and some people at Newsweek who said, "Yeah, we've got the story. Linda Tripp talked to her. There's tapes, blah, blah, blah. And they actually had a conversation. But if we print this, it'll bring the president down.
That's the point.
And they spent a couple days debating this, and then Drudge printed it. Drudge put it out there.
Yep.
But since when does the media decide that printing the truth is, you know, that they have to manage the results, or they have to consider the results? I mean, if somebody had a story like that on Trump, they wouldn't sit for a second.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anybody would sit on it now. You know, they used to protect
Taft.
Well,
they've been sitting on Tara Reid.
They used to protect Taft and not even show a picture of him on a horse because the poor horses would be arched because he weighed 500 pounds.
Well, Roosevelt was photographed like Floyd the Barber for years.
Yeah, no. So that era of protecting him is gone. I mean, why should they have done that back then? They shouldn't.
Well, except that this Joe Biden case has been, it's just been missing in action in the media for some reason. And now I think
JFK had to get strange either.
It's reached a point where it cannot be denied. I mean, there's a tape of her mother on Larry King in 1993.
Larry, once again, great investigative work.
Yeah, he did a good job.
He hung up and went on. Where's old Kinger? What's he doing now?
Larry?
Yeah.
Has he been tweeting?
Was doing an internet show.
Yeah, isn't he?
Yeah, but wait. He does a podcast?
He had a podcast.
Oh, is he still doing it?
Yeah, and he gets big people on there, which is ridiculous.
Hey,
anyone go
he's still tweeting.
Let's see what he's tweeting. Proud to join the advisory board of QuestCap Incorporated. The team works incredibly hard sourcing and funding innovative research projects in the fight against COVID. I think if I had any stock in that company, I'd sell it if he's part of the advisory board. Yeah, here you go. Bar Rescue host John Taffer joined me to discuss saving the food service industry in these tough times. He was a great guest.
Bar Rescue.
No, Larry.
This is the most ridiculous show.
It is. It's so stupid. Great show. It's fun.
I would only do it to get publicity for Mesa, but then it looks like the management's horrible, so you have to take that lump. But then, you know, you get a lot of publicity, I guess.
Let's see. Is there any? My favorite Larry King tweets are always his eulogies. Let's see. April 6th. I've been listening to a lot of music lately. And it definitely helps. Just to be clear, we're not related. It's a picture of him and then Joe Exotic.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Tiger King, Larry King. Dr. Drew is joining me this work on politicking. Do you have questions for him? Send them below.
No, you ask him, Larry. Come up with your own questions.
Oh, he liked Mel Brooks' son's quarantine video. Remember the fun days of those videos about washing hands?
Yeah, somebody's got a new one. Wait, is it BTO? Bachman Turner Overdrive?
Slow down.
The one to Taking Care of Business or something?
Why?
I thought somebody sent me a... Somebody sent
There's me a great a, pic of him and his youngest boys. Did you see that one, Mark?
Larry? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I skipped over it.
Man. That's my cover. Did you see him observing Don Rickles' funeral from three years ago?
I skipped that, too. Yeah.
I retweeted that.
I don't know. He doesn't have many eulogies, except he has one for James Lipton. It's kind of a lame eulogy. Well, my apologies. I didn't realize he was so active on here. So sad and shocked to hear about Kobe. Hard to process. I feel so sad for his family. There will never be another. That's his eulogy for Kobe Bryant. Wow, 2020 sucks. It started with Kobe Bryant dying and now COVID.
Oh, he missed COVID, though.
Oh, yeah, great. I'm glad Kobe Bryant missed COVID.
He would not have wanted to stay at home. He would have
they
not
would have
been
flying that chopper all over the
He place. Would have been doing a horrible job of social distancing.
God. Oh, man. Hey, the other trend on here is that Howard Stern said he's going to vote for Joe Biden. That's trending right now.
I see.
Wow.
Well, look at all these broadcasters whose endorsement seems to matter because, what's the name, Joe Rogan was going to, he was supporting Bernie, wasn't he?
Yeah. Nancy Pelosi just said she is supporting Joe Biden. It's like, no shit. I'm so sick of people coming out.
University of Miami is getting sued by its students, saying their refund is pathetic. Let's see what... This is what's interesting, is that I think coronavirus is going to change a lot of things permanently, and one of them is paying these ridiculous amounts of money to go to college to, you know, carry a degree around that is supposedly worth all this money when it isn't. And these refunds are just abysmal from these schools. I mean, you're literally kicked off the campus, so you lose your dorm room, your food, your personalized instruction, which isn't worth what they charge you anyway.
Nope.
And then they want to refund you $1,000 or something. I thought that was so funny.
They should have come out and said, hey, we don't have to refund you anything.
And then, you know, the talk about immediately colleges are crying, oh, look at all the money we're going to lose. Yeah, because you overcharge the shit out of people. And then, you know, they've got these, who's it, Harvard's got this, what is their, what's
their
the term?
Endowment.
Their endowment is worth like $40 million, yeah, $40 billion dollars.
Michigan's is $12 billion.
$40 billion dollars, and they got a $10 million grant from the government.
You know what? I read, I think theirs was $8 million, and Michigan got $25 million. Ohio State got $45 million. Apparently, they didn't have to file it. Like, the government just gave it to them.
Yeah.
Which, what an oversight by the government.
It's
although
crazy.
I saw Tucker Carlson talking about it. And Michigan's paying Jim Harbaugh $8 million. It's like, you know what? Those are two totally separate things. One is self-contained. The money, whatever.
You know, the idea that
doesn't make good for TV.
To college is literally putting these students in the kind of debt that they have to live with for
a
decade or two.
Yeah.
And they've got an endowment lying around of billions of dollars that they can pay to sexual assaulting, you know, professors or trainers or whatever the hell they are. I just think that is so absolutely pathetic. When Michigan State wrote that check, like, phew, no problem, I thought, oh, well, they could have lowered tuition like that, no problem.
Yeah.
But they don't.
Well, it must not be.
It's a business. It's a business. It's not education. It's a business.
Not only that, it's a nonprofit.
Yeah, so they have to spend it all.
That's why the endowments are so big.
That's why they blow it out their ass. That's why their employees have these fabulous benefits no one else can get.
Most endowments, they do have these guidelines how the money can be spent, which fine, but couldn't they maybe go in and adjust it in a time of need like
now? They don't want to.
No, they don't want to. But honestly, if you have $12 billion, what's the problem with taking half a billion dollars? It's not that much money out of the pot, especially considering it could still grow, which is the point of an endowment, is to grow principal and provide, you know, income for the future, for the university, which you think it would help by helping the students. But,
I think,
you know, it's not about the students.
I think the quote was from Michigan, who said, we don't want to use the endowments.
Yeah.
So they got to make up the $400 million to $1 billion some other way, which would be, I guess, increasing tuition. I mean, how else are they going to get it?
Well, they could have another fundraising drive for something else, different endowment.
Oh, boy. But I just can't see young people spending the crazy kind of money. They're learning at home. They're doing it online. They don't need to be on a campus getting overcharged.
But it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. No, some people won't care. I think it'll be difficult for some of these schools, though, to keep charging what they're charging.
But online from college or elementary, it's so different than when actually being in a room with people.
Online sucks.
You get so much more being in person.
Well, the teachers are on video, aren't they? Aren't they?
Yeah.
Aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But there's still other cues and other things. It's not real life.
Ooh.
I don't think so.
Talk to Zoobs about that.
It's not real life. Sorry, Zoobs. It's online. I mean, I see it with Charlotte in kindergarten. It's like, this is bullshit.
Well,
it is.
I can't say I had that many teachers who I thought were that incredible that you just had to be there.
It's not necessarily just about the teacher, though. It's about communicating with the other people in the class and reading cues.
About the material?
Huh?
About the material?
What do you mean? No, I just mean being in a group of people and learning.
Oh, well.
I just think there's a lot
more. It's a lot of fun.
I think you get a lot more out of that than just reading a book.
I don't know why you have to pay a school to do that. I mean, is that what you're paying for?
Well, I don't know why you have to pay a school that much money to do that.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
But just like anything, you're going to get out of it what you put into it, I suppose. But that's why book clubs exist, because it's more fun to discuss. No, I'm just kidding. What am I talking about? I want to go home.
Bill and Melinda Gates.
I'll never come back.
I'm so glad to find out that Bill and Melinda Gates have lots and lots of food in their basement, because they've been preparing for a pandemic for years.
Yeah. Which, nice.
Is it weird to think of them as having a basement?
Yeah,
it's. I'm sure it's not like this basement.
I'm sure it walks out into a beach.
But yeah. I thought
they'll have to stay down there though.
I thought they were so busy vaccinating Africa and worrying about everyone else. But no, they're stocking up their own house with shit. For a pandemic.
Because they can't do both.
No, they can't.
What?
No, I thought, no, that's what I mean. I thought they were so busy vaccinating Africa.
Apparently, maybe it's a plan for Bill to get away from her. It's like, I'm just going to stock up this house and change the locks.
And Melinda, by the way, was giving the interview. She says, oh, well, we've been preparing since 2015, of course, because we're so smart.
Yeah. He has.
I got a fall game plan. Hopefully what this means is that if the pandemic just shreds everyone, they'll have the people, all that are left will be going for their basement with their guns.
Yeah, why would they tell everybody?
I don't know.
That's a big mistake.
The murder of XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX
everybody. Honestly, who cares anymore?
COVID or not.
Why not? Let's just start over with the whole prison system.
Hey, have you seen the world's hottest grandma? Because she was in the news today.
What?
She's 49. She's smoking hot.
Really?
Yeah, and she was censored by TikTok for showing too much.
Oh, slut.
She wasn't really showing anything. She just had a crop top and
a bunch of prudes. TikTok.
Yeah, I didn't know. Is TikTok wimpy?
I have no idea. All I know is they allow juice on there. They allow OJ.
They allow Andy Dick on there.
Gina Stewart.
Name's Gina.
Brandon, isn't she smoking hot?
Can you pull up a picture of her, Brandon?
Yeah, I will right now. Let's see.
Just ask for Gina, baby.
There's my girl. No, this grandma is really...
Well, yeah, baby.
Whoa.
What? Boy, do you think she's ever had any work done?
No.
Really?
She's baby, got great... who doesn't like to play with their boobies?
She's got great jeans.
How old's her grandkid?
Who cares?
Gina.
She's a grandma.
Hey, what's up?
She's legally a grandma.
I'm real honest with you. It's been a long time since I've been with a man. Spent a lot of time with the ladies. Looking to get back up on that pogo stick. You know what I'm saying?
Boy. She actually unleashed a kid, and her kid unleashed a kid. That's all
she
we need
really
to know.
She really likes herself, man.
I know she does.
Well, oh, there's your Twitter page.
Is it?
Today's a big anniversary, by the way.
What's today?
23 years ago, April 27, 1997, the beginning of a man's cross-country trip that captured the nation's attention.
Forrest Gump?
No. He's from L.A. Today's the anniversary of what he did in Minnesota, and it ended down in Miami with a lot of kisses. And it led to a Cliff Notes Theater, and he was a chameleon.
Oh, Cunanan.
Today's the anniversary of the
Andrew Cunanan
murder of Jeffrey Trail, which was his first
murder. Oh, yeah, that was the first stop.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Well, that was a brutal murder, too.
Yeah, it's still a fascinating story.
Did
man.
He kill his roommate, too, or his other buddy? Because Trail, he acted like he dumped Trail went to all Los Angeles. But the truth is Trail dumped him, and Trail took up with another one of his friends, so he wanted to go back and kill them both.
Yeah. Yeah, no, because his roommate got murdered a day later.
Because his roommate was poking around about Trail.
Yeah, exactly.
So Cunanan had to take him out, too. And then every time he needed a new car, he had to kill somebody. He killed Lee Miglin in Chicago for his wheels. Although, Lee Miglin, it sounds to me, his family spent a lot of time saying, our dad was not gay, he didn't know this guy, nothing.
Yeah.
Sounded like he knew Andrew Cunanan.
Yeah. The sad one's the cemetery guy.
What, yeah, not Versace? Guy.
Well, Versace. I mean, he was after Versace, and he did meet him. So maybe Versace was a little bit of a dick to him. The cemetery guy didn't know him at all.
Yeah, he's had that really cool car that he wanted, that red pickup.
Yeah, you got to feel worse for him. But the Lee Miglin story is really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because here's a guy who's married to Judith Light in the movie.
Yeah, that's
Judith
right.
Light was his wife. He had a pretty wife.
That is such a good show.
And they had kids and all that. And he was an older guy, still a great, successful business guy living in this wonderful place, which is why Cunanan wanted to go there. Mm-hmm. But apparently he had purchased some private time with Cunanan out in California. And so when Cunanan got to Chicago...
He looked him up.
Yeah, he looked him up, and Lee invited him over for some action. And oh boy, did he get! Oh, he was tortured.
Yeah.
Wasn't he taped?
Didn't he run him over with a car or something?
Taped his hands and feet, wrapped his head with duct tape, which was his move. That was Cunanan's big move.
Yeah.
In general, wrapping people's heads in duct tape.
I thought about that.
Oh, I'm glad we have that on tape.
Whose head did you want to wrap up, Trudy?
Oh, I just, I always thought that the way to take care of people who have too much, you know, like your problem of too many voices would be easily solved by duct tape.
Yeah.
Not, you know, as far as Cunanan took it, obviously.
Just don't stab him 20 times with a screwdriver like
Cunanan. No, that's messy. Then you got to clean up.
And then he slit his throat with a hacksaw.
I know. That was so bad. I mean, it was smoothest torture. Cut. Did he run him over with the car? I thought he ran him over.
Doesn't say that he did.
He should have. I mean, if he's going to do all that other stuff, why not?
Do you want to hear the Cliff Notes?
Sure.
Ooh.
Might bring some more of the story to light.
Unlikely.
I think we do have a pretty clean version. Let's check it out.
For anyone that doesn't know the story.
Come on, honey.
I missed out, man.
Push. Breathe. Push. Come on now. Breathe. That's good. Oh, what a beautiful baby. He looks just like you.
He did for a second, but now he looks like you.
He's a chameleon! 15 years later, who is that handsome, hairless dancing boy in this movie?
It's Tom Cruise.
He is scrumptious. You know what? I'm gay, and I'm gonna flame out from now on.
Yeah, well, listen, Andrew, I gotta get going.
Well, wait a second. Hold my shirt. It's time to dance. I like that old-time rock and roll. That kind of music just soothes my soul.
2 years later...
Oh, no. No one has asked me to the prom, and I have this beautiful red leather jumpsuit.
I'll take you.
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. Will you take me to dinner? I'm completely broke.
You know, I am an older, wealthy homosexual. It's so hard for me to attract the young fatties I adore so much. How about if I just rent out your ass on a monthly basis?
Ride 'em, horsey.
Here's your allowance.
Oh, wonderful. Now I can treat all my friends.
1 year later...
God damn it, I'm broke again. Excuse me, old man. How would you like to dance and then perhaps rent out my ass?
Well, I'll take a rain check on the dance party, boy. Just bend over, and I'll write a check on your back.
I missed out, man.
Check, please.
2 years later.
I don't even know you. Hi, my name is David.
Oh, I want you to know me. Hi, I'm Andrew. You're so cute. At least a 7 on the cruise-o-meter. Let's play house.
Okay, I call bottoms.
Good, I've been dying to be a top. Oh, these gross old men have been renting my ass out for years. I'm just so sick of it. Bend over, lover boy.
Oh, ouch, stop it.
Oh, you
stop it.
Oh, you slut.
Stop it.
Oh, nice.
You're hurting me.
You love it, you know it.
You hurt me. I'm moving to Minneapolis with Jeffrey Trail right this instant.
Jeffrey? You're moving with Jeffrey? Fine. I'm going out Tom Cruising.
Good.
1 hour later.
Ass for rent.
It's very
ass
eating.
For rent.
Oh, yeah? What kind of shape is that ass in?
Well, it's pretty smashed up, but I'm a wonderful conversationalist.
I'll pass, Chunky. Your party boy days are over.
I need to see a therapist.
The next day at the therapist's office.
I am so upset. Do I look fat to you?
You can skip a meal or two. Personally, Andrew, with your dangerous gay lifestyle, I'd be more worried about diseases and stuff.
You think I have AIDS?
Couldn't tell you, Tubby, but you have been housing a lot of hoagie.
Oh, God. I'll kill them all.
Time's up, Fatso. See you next time if you're alive.
2 days later in Minneapolis.
Can I help you? Oh, Andrew, I didn't recognize you with the glasses and the extra 20 pounds.
Just shut up, slut.
Andrew, take your shoes off and stop shooting people on our new carpet.
Where's your car keys, pussy?
Well, they're over there on the table.
I am out of here. Let's see what's on the radio.
Oh.
Oh, that is so out.
In other news, two Minneapolis men are dead and their alleged killer, Andrew Cunanan, a portly former party boy, is believed to be on the run.
Portly? Oh, my God. I need some new wheels. Excuse me. Hey, you. See this gun? Now give me your car.
Hey, f*** you, Tubby.
Huh, say it again. Go ahead. Make my day.
I said, f*** you.
What an a**hole. I need some tunage.
The killer is believed to be the pudgy party boy, Andrew Cunanan.
Pudgy? Oh, well, at least I'm famous. Hey, you with the stupid beard. Are those your wheels?
Yeah.
This is fun. I'm invincible. Who do I kill next? Let's see. Elton John, Greg Louvenis, David Guffin. Oh, my God. There's Versace walking on the street. I need a new look.
10 minutes later.
Mr. Versace. Oh, will you dress me, please? I'm desperate. Oh, you can rent my ass. Or I don't care. You can have it.
I do not dress people who need a tent to cover their body.
Are you saying I'm fat?
I'm a busy man. Leave me alone with my magazines.
Okay, Big V. Your clothes are your life.
It will have to be my life.
Oh, my God. I just killed Versace. Oh, that's crazy. Oh, hey, look at that darling houseboat over there.
3 days later.
The floor is cold. I'm so glad I found these darling slippers.
Hello?
Who are you?
I am the caretaker. Are you Andrew Cunanan? I can't tell. You are like chameleon or something.
Well, of course I am, silly. Do you think I look fat?
Well, turn around. You would look much thinner with this gun of yours in your mouth.
Really? I never thought...
Dumbass.
Oh, my God. I'm toast.
Hell, police! There's a man with gun! I think it's Cunanan! Try to shoot me. Give me the reward money. Give me the money. I deserve the money.
Oh, just look at me. The bloodstains don't match that t-shirt at all. Mr. Liberace. Ask for rent. Or you can just have it. Rock, come here. Listen, are you married to Gomer Pyle?
I didn't even know that existed.
I think my favorite part, wow. There's a new part that I've never noticed before. But probably did because we put it together. But Cunanan eating the chips during the segue of 6 months later, he's still eating the chips during the segue.
It was pretty wild. Well, it was all based on what happened. So yeah.
No, it's all true.
And that Lee Miglin thing is so weird. Yeah. Has the Miglin family ever gone, okay, our dad was into Cunanan and some other dudes? Because they seemed they seemed more bothered that the Chicago police thought that he did indeed
FBI
know Cunanan and hung with him than the fact that he died.
Yeah. No, that is, it's weird. Well, I mean, they don't want his memory to be besmirched.
Well, but, I mean, he was murdered.
So unseemly.
And it was, okay. I guess they didn't want that part of his lifestyle exposed.
I know, but it is interesting they fought it so hard.
Yeah, they did. They were really not cool with his secret life. Especially when it ended that way, which, I mean, that sucked. He was like 72, wasn't he?
Yep.
God, you could rent out a 34-year-old ass when you're 72.
Hey, the internet. It's crazy. It was new then.
Pretty wild.
Hey, you got your answer, by the way. Trump's back to doing a press conference.
I saw that.
I don't know if he's going to take questions or not, but he's up there right now talking away, so.
Is that outside somewhere?
That's out of the Rose Garden, isn't it?
Okay. Here comes Deborah Birx. Pretty happy.
It's called Mother Nature.
Did she get a makeover or something?
No, she's just a new scarf. She has so flattering many light. Scarves. What's that, Trudy? Weather what?
It's flattering light.
Oh, flattering light, yeah.
Outside, yeah.
I see. Unlike the, apparently the light on Chrissy Teigen when she was posting her bathing suit pictures. As some haters apparently attacked her and she had to attack back.
Yeah, because she can't let anything go.
No.
Yeah, John's looking for the next thing to participate in to get away from her.
And the worst, possibly the dumbest headline ever, Prince Harry and Meghan are gifting fans with a never-before-seen picture of Archie on his birthday.
Oh, that's so nice.
Is that really a gift? I mean, that is so arrogant to suggest that is a gift for the fans.
Is it even worse that his birthday's like 10 days away, so we're supposed to anticipate this photo coming up.
I want to know, why would someone, I would love to hear people explain to me why they're a fan of Harry and Meghan. What makes you a fan of them? Yeah. Of what?
Who cares?
What have they done? What do they do to make you a fan, which is short for fanatical?
They got married, and...
Who cares?
She's a princess. I don't know.
Who gives a fuck?
And he announced his...
They care about people.
His new project. He's doing something for the military. I'm sure he's going to do a great job. Because he's...
Really?
They also gave interviews to two people that are writing a very flattering biography on them.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I mean, I can learn more about these people I don't care about.
And which is interesting because, you know, they're so worried about their safety. Did you hear about the place they moved to in Los Angeles?
Yeah, it's not even gated.
Well, not only is it not only gated, but it's in Malibu. It's called Sarah Retreat Area, and apparently that is the hotbed for paparazzi. They just hang out there because they know that, A, that area is not gated, and B, I guess Malibu has, like, just one road that's really windy so they can catch people. And
maybe they like the attention.
Well, I mean, what?
Yeah, they want to be swarmed by paparazzi so they can act like they're bothered by it.
Yeah, well, how else can you keep their name out there? You know, they're doing that on purpose.
I'm really confused about why they are still in the news. It's like, okay, they're not royals anymore, so they're just a regular married couple who really don't do shit. But it seems we're pretending that they're, oh my God, they're the most charitable people ever, and their charities are the most important charities ever.
It's interesting, all this
stuff. But that's like royalty. That's what royal people do. They pretend that they lead these great charities.
Yep. And it's interesting, too, all these really fluff stories are coming out. When at the same time, the lawsuit against the tabloids in London had opening arguments, which wasn't terribly flattering for her, even though she's the one suing.
Oh, and they won't talk to any of the foreign newspapers anymore. Yeah. Oh, she terrible.
She hasn't talked to her dad in 2 years.
Shut up, Meg.
Has Thomas Markle broken his silence lately? Isn't it about time?
No, but isn't he going to testify in this trial?
I'm very upset with Meghan and Harry right now.
Yeah, he might actually see Meghan for the first time.
Well, but he really just wants to see Archie. Thank God he'll see a photo of him soon.
I'm sure they will not bring Archie to court in order to snub him.
What if that's what he'll settle for, just visit 1 week with Archie?
No, over her dead body.
Well, if that's what it takes.
All right, so let's see. Bob Guinea tomorrow, and hopefully Mr. Methane on Wednesday. He hasn't responded to my DM, although he usually does, with relative speed.
I don't know. Maybe he's maybe his head's getting big because of flatulent bass.
Is flatulent bass, how many spins has it gotten on, or how many streams?
Let's see.
I love that tune. I think that tune is great.
It is. It's not quite the Chet Hanks League, but
it's only got 2,000 views on
what
on YouTube.
How can that be?
People weren't ready for it. Are you ready for the flatulent bass? Are you ready for the flatulent bass?
Are you ready for the flatulent bass? Are you ready for the flatulent bass? I think it might need some bigger farts in it.
Or you think they're too subtle?
You think he's buried in the mix?
Possibly.
With it. And on Spotify has less than 1,000 streams.
Oh no. How many streams does Nick Lachey have? He's got thousands and thousands. I haven't heard that song in a long time.
Most of them from you.
Should we be playing that?
We both know that we shouldn't be here.
Song is so bad, I love hearing it.
It goes great with Methane.
This feels wrong, and baby, it's killing me. It's killing me.
I don't. I got bitch, I'm rah. Are you ready for the flesh of the face? Are you ready for the
flesh of the face?
Second round.
We gotta stay home. We got somewhere else to be. Other friends to see. But if we go outside now, we might spread the disease.
That might be the worst mashup ever.
Whew.
Didn't quite
God,
work.
That song is a stinker. Oh, my God.
Which one?
Nick Lachey, of course. Seth Rogen teases his new movie, An American Pickle.
Yeah. Neat.
That's the film will stream on HBO Max this summer.
Oh, HBO Max, another streaming service we have to pretend to want.
Oh, God.
No one has gotten back to me, by the way, about Apple TV Plus. No, I am convinced. I was reading about it. They claim they have more signups or subscribers than Hulu or Disney Plus.
No way. No way.
So you dig a little deeper, and then you find out. If you buy an iPhone, or if you sign up for one service, or maybe if you buy an Apple TV, you get an automatic subscription for like a year, which is kind of what satellite radio does, and then they end up canceling it. So it's very misleading. You don't hear anything about those shows, so you figure nobody's listening.
Right. It auto renews. You do that.
Does anyone know what the status is of The Atlantic? Because that's the big subscriber sports site that was going to take over the world. And they've got a ton of money invested, maybe as much as NRM Streamcast. But is anyone subscribing to it?
I don't know.
It doesn't seem like it. I swear I don't believe it. I don't.
I got to tell you, they've lasted longer than I thought they would have. So
they had a ton of money, though. They really did.
Yeah, but they've also been spending a ton of money.
Yeah. Well, they open up all these offices, too, which I thought, ooh, that seems expensive to have a London bureau and all that kind of bullshit. I figured they'd shut that stuff down.
Is that real, though?
Well, I don't know. Probably just some guy living in London.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does anyone subscribe to it? Maybe in our audience? I did get an email from one person who has Apple Plus.
Oh, really? What did they
say
about it?
One person. They liked The Morning Show with Jennifer Aniston. Okay. It was a female.
Fair enough.
You know, which is okay. I'm not knocking it. I haven't seen it.
I'm just curious if there's any other shows.
That's all she mentioned.
Huh. That's all I've ever heard. Yeah, and I watched three episodes, and when I had to start paying for it, it didn't seem that interesting anymore. Yeah.
Isn't it weird, though, how they promote the shit out of this Jennifer Aniston, you know, GMA-like show on Apple Plus that no one can watch?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just really strange to me. It's like, why would you? Because they just want to have Jennifer Aniston on. They don't give a fuck that no one can watch.
I don't know if you know, but Apple's got a lot of money they can burn. They have a ton of money.
Yeah.
Reese Witherspoon is on it too, and they interviewed both of them on the morning shows. Like Good Morning America, I believe.
I could give you a big thanks for listening to the podcast, Trudy. I mentioned it yesterday. I think I'm pretty sure I did.
Aw.
But
she was listening to the show before we started.
But you know what?
So she wouldn't get hit by one. How did that work? That sucks.
I would interview Jennifer Aniston in a heartbeat, but it's so silly. It's like nobody can watch the show. I mean, I almost feel sorry for her in a way. She started an Instagram account to try and promote the show, too, but no one has the service.
Oh. Well, I don't know. A lot of people get it for free. They just don't bother checking it out.
Yeah. There's not a lot of reasons to, are there?
That's kind of my original point.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Should we move on out of here?
Sure. Been an awful day.
I know. It sounded horrible. Didn't feel very good either.
What's that?
I mean, I just
everything.
I don't know. I think I'm just tired of being. I'm just tired of the world. I'm just tired of everything being on hold.
Well, at least there's a new day tomorrow.
Isn't it wearying? I'm not complaining. I mean, I'm okay. I don't know.
It's all weird. You were wearied before coronavirus, though.
I was.
Yeah, politics.
Well, I hate turning on the TV, and it's all you see is coronavirus. So I kind of stay away from a lot of stuff. I haven't seen Trump's press conference in probably 2 weeks.
Well.
And I missed a ton of shit.
Yeah. They are wacky.
I'll find out what he's doing today. All right. So... Have a great day, everybody, and we'll have the new show for Wednesday, tomorrow, and Facebook Live probably around 4 o'clock because we'd love to squeeze Bob Guinea in there. Is there any hassle getting him on Zoom?
No. Do you want to give me his information and I'll make sure he has it?
I will attempt to do that.
Okay.
All righty. So have a good one, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
cabin fever.
O.J. Simpson.
Hello.
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 Hello. Juice.
Hello.
Juice.
Hello, Juice.
Who's this?
It's Drew and Mike, WIF Radio, old friends.
You're amused.
Hey, you act like we're not old friends or something.
Yeah, come on, man. We go way back.
Too much.
I put your cable in. Don't you remember?
OJ, we've had your various phone numbers for the last 10 years.
Come on, man.
I delivered
that plasma TV. Don't you remember?
Yeah, I know you're not calling to ask me about how bad I played golf today. So.
Oh really? What'd you shoot?
About 90. I was horrible.
90.
Well, that's not bad.
What's the matter? Are your knees falling apart?
Well, I got two new knees. They're both artificial now, so.
Oh, is that right? Oh, you got a couple of knees replaced.
They're better off now than they have been.
Actually, it's funny. Somebody in our listening audience met you and emailed us a picture you took with them. Where were they, Mark?
Somewhere in Miami. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess you guys were out clubbing in Miami or something. Was it a club?
Well, it could have been clubbing. We've been out restauranting because I rarely go out to clubs, so it could have been Prime 112 or Smith and Lewinsky's. If it was this weekend, it would have been Smith and Lewinsky's.
Yeah, because you hate parties.
Well, I mean, you guys all tease me about OJ's always partying. I rarely go out to nightclubs. I'll be 60 years old in a couple of months. I mean, I can't go out and then get up and play golf in the morning.
You're not going to be 60, are you, really?
I'll be 60 years old as well in about 2 or 3 months. And, you know, I'm always reading about, I'm at the market shopping. I see the where I was partying in clubs that I've never been to. My days of partying like that are long behind.
Yeah, I saw a picture of you. Let's see. What were you doing? Oh, yeah. Well, allegedly, you were showing off your girlfriend's new breast implants. And the last time I saw you in the tabloids, I think.
Yeah, I've never seen me do that. That's absolutely
it. No, I'm not kidding. That's
the tabloid. It's like they say I was at a strip club and I was in a nightclub. And I had girls. I was having lap dances. I've never had a lap dance in my life. Everybody that knows me know that. But two girls were dancing in front of me at a nightclub.
Wait.
It was a regular nightclub, and I remember seeing that, and that, what's her name, Kathleen Cryer, and all of them were saying, oh, this is the kind of guy he is.
Oh, on car TV?
On a bar stool, and girls are dancing at a crowded place. Nobody was naked. Don't get me wrong. Naked. I like strip clubs.
Did you say you've never had a lap dance in your life?
Never in my life.
No, is that right?
Liar.
Juice.
My girlfriends have had them. My girlfriends have had them. But everybody that knows me will tell you. You go to, and I've been to my share of strip clubs, and they'll tell you they've never seen OJ have a lap dance.
Why haven't you had a lap dance?
Well, when I was a kid, that was called teasing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm not going to pay a girl to tease me.
Okay, so unless you're going to get the real thing, forget about it.
Well, I'm not going to pay a girl for the real thing either unless I'm paying for dinner or something.
Well, no, I mean, just get the... Well, I'm sure you don't have to pay for it.
Jeez.
Well, I guess this is...
Why am I blessed with this today?
I guess this is your phone number. He gave his phone number to these guys, right?
Yeah,
you made friends with these guys.
Yeah, well, you know, guys, they always talk about they want to play golf, and I'm an easygoing guy in that respect, so...
I didn't expect
him to give it to you guys. You have to change my number again.
Well, that's always a danger.
Oh, no. Don't change your number.
No, we're not going to tell anybody.
You kept the last one for at least 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, I kept this one for a long time, too.
Hey, let me ask you something, because we've been doing a poll this morning about Don Imus. Do you think Imus was treated fairly, or do you think he should have been tossed out?
I'm a little mixed on it. You know, I think the country is it's supposed to be about free speech. And even though I thought it was a dumb thing for him to say, it was real stupid for him to say it, I'm one of the few guys that thought, well, he should have been suspended or something. It's hard for me to see a guy that I know has done some good work. You know, I used to be involved with kids with cancer, Camp Good Times. It was my pet charity. And I know he's real big in that. So from my point, because of his charitable work, I would have given him a break. Yeah. I thought he should have been penalized in some way. But personally, you know, I think when a guy has put so much in the bank in his in the way of charity, you know, I thought maybe they should have given him a penalty and that was it. But well, once again, after his thing with Mike Wallace, I don't think he has a chance.
Well, they're talking about the N-word jokes that he told. Yeah. I was amazed.
Yeah, that shocked me more than anything.
But
he didn't get any trouble for that, though. That's amazing that piece aired and there was no problem. There must be a different climate now, do you suppose?
Mark Furman.
He's already been fired. What else can you do to the man?
That wasn't like Mark Furman. Mark Furman used the N-word, what, 49 times or something?
And he still got sponsors paying for his radio show.
Yeah. If Furman can be on the air, then Imus can be on the
Furman's
air.
Furman's everywhere now. He's all over the place now.
Yeah, and boy, I tell you what, that guy, I've never heard the N-word roll off a tongue like it did off of that tongue.
I try not to think about all of that at this point in my life. You know, I got my kids are in college. I just want them to have a good college experience. I'm sitting here now very upset watching this Virginia Tech story.
Oh, I know it.
It's my alma mater.
And is it?
Yeah, it's my alma mater. Michael Vick.
Can you imagine? I got two kids on two different college campuses, and for me, this is what I'm sitting there today, and this is like any parent. This has got to make any parent a little crazy. Anyway, when you get to Florida, you pay for the golf, and we'll play some golf.
Oh, is that right?
Oh,
okay.
Come on, you're paying for the golf. What are you talking about?
Hey, look here. I all my money is going to lawyers, and I'm on fixed income, guys. Come on, I'm like a welfare guy now.
You got that football pension.
Yeah, the huge football pension.
Yeah. Come on. Protected.
Let me set one thing straight. It always bothers me when they talk about my football pension. My football pension could not, this is not like baseball or basketball pensions. My football pension couldn't pay for one of my kids' high school tuition.
What?
My kids' high school tuitions were $2,200 a month. My pension is about $1,700.
Well, how are you finding
my NFL pension? I have other pensions. I have my personal pensions and stuff from companies that I was owned because of Joe Louis and Sugar Ray Robinson and guys who I met while they were not doing too well at the end of their careers. I made sure that I wouldn't be in that situation, that I'd be able to support my family by forming corporations and forming pensions and making maximum contributions to those pensions. But don't let anybody tell you that any guy my age can live off their NFL pension. It's impossible.
But you do you pay Fred Goldman every month? Is that part of your no tab?
No.
Will he ever get a dime?
Well, legally, I do what I have to do legally. The law says he won a lawsuit against me. I don't think that is valid now, but the courts will determine that in the next 30 days or so. No, I will not. If I have to work to pay, I'm not going to pay. And as a matter of fact, you know, in all lawsuits, you can pay who you want to pay. Why wouldn't I?
If you live in Florida.
Now, here's the question. Why would I not pay the suit to my kid? You know, people think the Browns sued me. The Browns didn't sue me. The Nicole Trust sued me, which is owned by my two kids. They have a judgment against me. So if I'm going to make money and pay anybody, I'm going to pay that first.
Wait, I thought Fred Goldman had something to do with this.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, about that book? When is that book coming out already? I
don't know. You know, I was glad as anybody that wasn't coming out. And Goldman's them, the Atlanta campaign, saying how immoral it was. But their morality goes right to their pocketbook, because when they thought they had the rights to the book, you may have noticed lately they were trying to bring the book out. Nobody but the Goldmans. The people who own Lorraine Brook, which is mostly my family, my kids, my oldest daughter is the one that made the deal go. They wouldn't have ever released it. It's the Goldmans that's trying to release this book. I think everybody was happy that the book wasn't coming out. The Goldmans were very hypocritical when it came to this, because they had everybody say it was immoral and it was that. Well, their morality goes as far as their pocketbook, because once they thought they were getting the money, they've been trying to get the book released.
You cooperated with Judith Regan, though, didn't you? Or Judith Regan?
To an extent, yeah. You know, I've been as clear, and I'm not going to talk about this any more than that. I told everybody I got the money. I paid bills for it. My daughter who negotiated the deal on the back end. I thought it would be a good legacy for them. They would make money, because I don't think anybody doubts that the book would have sold millions of copies. And and they own the back end, a big portion of the back end. So I was, when I saw that as a part of the deal, of course that made me happy.
Well, I just
know. But I paid no bones, and I paid my bills with the money that I was paid up front. That's why I did the deal.
That's hard to turn down. Especially if you take a real job, it's, you know, you're going to run into hassles with Fred Goldman or whatever.
Well, I live in Florida. Florida has a right to work state, so you can work in Florida without your base salaries being garnished. But, you know, I'm not the most employable person. Come on, man. Let me know what you got. Make it part of your sponsors we get.
Man, well, you can.
I'm the guy that might get less sponsors than I am right now.
You can still, you can still drop a good punchline, though. Oh, man.
Oh, brother.
Well, Juice, listen, I appreciate your sympathies on the Virginia Tech situation. I mean, it's ironic we're talking about that. I can't believe all these people.
Yeah.
No life force.
Ironic. I have two kids on college campuses now, and it's really kind of upsetting.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah. What schools are the kids at?
I don't want to say that, all right?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
I think everybody knows, but they're in very good colleges.
We wouldn't want anything to happen to the kids, of course. We understand.
Yeah, I don't want anybody messing with them.
Well, Juice, all right. It's great to have your new number. I know you're glad, too.
At least you didn't wake me up too early. These guys be calling me at 4 in the morning and stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
Stop laughing. It's not fun.
We won't.
Hey, guys.
We'd never do that.
Hey, take care and good luck, guys.
See you, Juice.
All right, guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, my God. Wow, he couldn't shut the guy up. Oh, my God.
They're
going to
be.
Yeah, I know. That's Mark, I thought the same thing. How many lines did he do just before we called him?
There are going to be so many haters going, you guys should have called him a murderer.
He
would have hung up immediately, and then it would have never worked again.
But that's why. But that's why he keeps talking, because when he's talking, no one else can talk.
Yeah. God
almighty. If you ever, I saw him on, oh, God.
Jesus Christ, he would not shut up.
That was a bigger interview than he's ever given on TV. I've never seen him talk that long.
Just endless.
He's still answering the phone the same way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember his Jamaican impersonation?
Yeah. And how ironic that we're talking about a massacre and he's concerned about all these
people. He brought a murder of Virginia Tech.
And he's only killed two people. That's brutally slaughtered.
16 times Maldad did. 16 is worse.
Yeah, and isn't it ironic that it's 32 people dead?
But not to mention the nerve of 32. Some people to call and wake him up at 4 in the morning. It's like, rude, Juice.
Yeah. I know, I only killed two people. Yeah. But it's hilarious that he's actually worried about his kids' safety on their campuses because of what he's seen here.
I know, here he's a homicidal maniac worried about everybody's safety.
He's the guy that goes out and kills people, but so he thinks that everybody's thinking about killing people. That's the problem with murderers. Yeah. They're always worried about other people murdering because they think everyone wants to murder people.
Yeah, but let the record show it's true, Mike, that we didn't bring up all the murdering because he would have just hung up, and we're just going to let him talk and see what he would say for amusement.
Well, you got into something, though.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know, the irony of the Virginia Tech discussion. Yeah, wow. I mean, he actually brought it up. I couldn't believe he brought it up.
Yeah, well, he's Juice. I can't believe a lot of things with him. That dude has the audacity. I mean, that dude's got a lot of balls, let's face it. Oh, my God.
You know what, though?
Does anybody have the nerve to bring it up? It'd be him, a killer himself.
It's funny, though, that he's so hard up for friends. He actually met these people. Because I thought, you know, when we got the number, I thought it was going to be a fake number like anything else. I did not expect him to answer the phone.
Yeah. I thought it would be real. I really did. Because we've had it before in the past, so... But what I didn't think, I thought he would hang up right away. That's why I thought he would give, you know, the silly hellos and all that. And then as soon as he found out who we were, it'd be like, okay, guys, I don't have time. No, not today, guys.
After
and then boom.
Maniacal laughing fit he had.
Yes. Wasn't that scary?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. That laugh was really evil. Ooh, yikes. I know he knifes you over and over and over and over again.
Nearly cut your head off.
Ooh, right down to the vertebrae.
Imagine what goes through his head when he sees this on TV, this Virginia Tech thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he has to be thinking about what happened on that doorway.
He knows what
when he almost sliced someone's head off, his ex-wife.
Yeah.
And he's going like, oh, man, I got two kids in college in here. I'm looking at this murder situation on this campus. Yeah. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Acting like he's just any other person watching a tragedy.
It's amazing, the mind of a sociopath. They really can compartmentalize anything. You know, I mean, to realize that he was looking right at two bodies that he killed with blood just just roaring out of their arteries, all spilling all over the sidewalk. And
well, I'm sure there was a moment. Bath. There was a moment in there, though, when he was watching the coverage where he went, "The Al Collins better bury those clothes real good. Man, if anybody ever finds those, I'm going to take his head off, too."
Yeah. Jesus Christ, man, how weird.
I know. Hey, Mike, at least the promo's done.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. There we go, huh?
Yeah, all
that's
set.
It. All got set. It.
But I swear to God, the last time I saw him on, on BET, he did the same thing. He talks. It's not.
He just talks.
I don't even think it's cocaine. I think it's just a strategy where he knows if he's talking, you're not talking, and you can't really say anything.
Nice filibuster.
Garbage.
Yeah, it is a filibuster. But seriously, the irony about talking about this campus massacre with O.J. Simpson is just ridiculous.
I know it.
And the fact that he brought it up is even more incredible.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, it's Drew and Mike, WRIF Radio. We're calling for our interview with Mr. Simpson.
God.
You would like to speak with...
Mr. Simpson, Orenthal James. It might be under Orenthal James or O.J.
One moment, please.
Thank you.
There's somebody almost lost their head.
Heads up.
We better start running like a Hertz commercial. Man, it's just amazing.
Hello?
Hello, Juice.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Drew and Mike, WRAF Radio.
You gotta call me back.
What, Juice?
Hey, man, I'm sorry.
What time are you getting up?
I don't know. What time is it now?
Hell, Juice, it's after 7. Costas is already done eating.
No.
No?
Oh.
Okay, well, who are you picking? Bills in this one?
I hope so.
Yeah?
No.
Oh, okay. Did we wake you?
Yes.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. They told us you were up.
Yes.
No, over at NBC, they arranged everything.
Yeah. All right, man, call me back.
Okay, Juice, we'll call you.